want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Thank you for listening, coast to coast, and nationwide. Wait, why do these microphones sound so funny today?
Well, I got a new microphone. Dan informed me that he's giving me a new microphone before the show started today.
Let me turn the music off for a minute. I got a rather tinny sound to them. Check, check, check.
Testing.
Hello.
Testing. See? 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hello. Test.
Testing.
John Glenn, come in.
John Glenn at 375,000 feet.
375 years old. Hello. All right, I guess it's solved.
All right, did you figure it out?
Yeah, I got it. It was the black button right here wasn't pushed in.
I don't like new things.
Very technical for those of you considering running your own radio show. Mm. You ever have a problem with the microphones? Check the black button that's right below the orange button. That was the problem. That's why the microphones sounded all tinny there.
Do they sound a little more resonant now?
Mm. Hold on. Let me try it. Let me press it. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hola.
Hello.
That's Spanish, you know.
Buenos dias.
Bueno, arbusto. Hola.
Si.
Yeah.
Si. I like mine. I like mine. I like the way it sounds. Do you think it sounds all right?
I think it sounds exactly the same as it did before. I think mine is the one that sounds a little... Well, there, I guess if I run it a little louder. A little hollow, a little tinnier than it usually does.
I'm surprised they didn't give us, maybe he was testing this one and then you're going to get one of these. I think you had one of these, but you wrestled it or something. But I said to Dan, I'm the one that wrestles with the microphone all the time.
I never touch mine. Mine stays in a stationary position. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Let me try that button. Hello?
Testing?
Hello?
1, 2, 3. New microphone configuration.
Come in.
Check.
Oh, this is embarrassing. I know this is embarrassing. We should probably do these checks before we go on the air.
It's very difficult for me to see around this microphone. Oh, my God. What's wrong with that?
All right. That's a problem.
What is the deal with that one?
That's a problem, Mike.
Do you have them turned up all the way?
No, that's when I turned off the black button.
Is the black button the processor?
There. No. I don't know what it is.
Now, Charlie Boy, we're coming into the studio.
Hello. Got it.
Now we're doing some... now it sounds good.
Okay.
There, it sounds perfect.
All right. Very good.
Good.
All right, forget all that other stuff happened.
Okay.
Hello, and thank you for listening. Coast to coast to nationwide via Westwood One, darling.
I was going to ask you something, and I forgot what the hell it was.
Dodger Audible with Mike O'Mara writes here, that's why we still to this day call it your cotton picking Don and Mike show.
And this is a special Don and Mike. This is the essence of Don and Mike.
You know, it sounds to me like your microphone is running a little bit hot.
Well, maybe good. I like it loud. I like it to be louder.
You're pinning the needles, though.
Well, turn me down.
If I turn it down...
All right, let me try.
How's that? That was down too far.
That's not good.
Okay. How's that? Give me a level there, Mike.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Talk in your real DJ voice.
Testing 1, 2. 1, 2. Check, check.
Hello.
You know, these, it has a lot to do, I know, with this kind of microphone.
You got
to
talk right near the front of
it. Where I talk. How's that? Is that good?
Better.
Is that good? So I keep this distance and it sounds good?
Better.
But if I come up close like this...
And if I push this button...
Then it's totally and totally distorted.
Forget about it.
You know, I hesitate to mess with this, but it's got little apples on the front of this AKG microphone.
What do you mean, little apples?
Well, it's got little controls where I can control the way this sounds. Would you like me to try that?
Yeah, why not?
All right, I'm going to go...
What the hell?
To the left.
Okay, hello?
Hello, testing 1, 2.
No, too tinny. Go back the other way.
Now I'm all the way over on the other end.
Why don't they just give you one of the microphones like I have so that we have some continuity here? See, when you turn it that way,
yeah,
then the room gets a big, airy sound to it.
I think what the problem may have been bleed over is what they were concerned about with other people in here, which was happening.
Well, forget other people.
All right.
I only care about what you and me are doing the show.
There we go. How's that? How's that if I stand back here?
Hell, we'll make it work.
Is that going to do it? There. That sounds like yesterday.
Very good.
That sounds like yesterday.
Perfect. Okay.
And then all I have to do, if I really want to make a point, I'll just go, just listen to me.
And we are doing the show from WJFK in Washington, D.C. Oh, my God. This is an abortion, the beginning of the show today. I have to expect someone to be driving up and plant one through the window like they did that to that abortionist in Buffalo.
I agree with that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is an awful opening to the show today.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now it's too far away.
Okay,
come
on.
I'll stop. This is where I'm going to... There. This is it.
Why would you say we can give you the old kind of microphone?
Because I like my new microphone. This is fine. This will be... Look. This will be. What did you just do? You just turned it off again.
No, I'm trying to do your all level, right? Because the more you move around.
Okay, what I'm gonna have to do is like discipline
you're
myself.
You're not gonna be able to do that to sit still for the show. You move your microphone around during the entire show. You can't do it, can you?
All right, I'll sit like this. There we go. I'll do it like this. And then it sounds good now, right?
Yeah, sure. It sounds fine.
I'll just, wherever I go, I'll keep this distance and you'll have no problem.
Oh, okay.
No problem whatsoever.
Listen, Mom, I hope you took Junior and Missy and moved them way to the back of the room. See, I don't like the way it sounds in my headphones because now it's like, because your microphone has more resonance and it's louder, it's picking up more room sounds.
Then you have to turn it down a little bit and I have to get closer. Now, and then turn it up just a scotch. There. That's it. That's
Hello.
Perfect.
Test. Come in.
Now they sound exactly the same.
Crap, I hate this. God damn it, I hate this. Why don't you just put a regular microphone there?
This is a regular microphone. This is what he wanted to put in. I don't know why he did it, but he came in and told me he was going to do it.
Where's Dan Rison?
Dan?
Get Dan Rison, please.
Oh, Dan Rison.
Dan Rison, screwing with the continuity of our show. Where is Dan?
Dan is in the building. He came into the office just moments ago.
I know. I saw him just a little while ago. It sounds very tinny to me. I don't like the way it sounds. I'm an audiophile, man.
Do you have it on the reverb thing, or do you have
it on... I'm listening on the regular thing.
The regular thing, okay.
And it still has that big, hollow sound to it. It sounds a little tinny to me.
My microphone or yours?
No, mine does because of the way that your microphone is.
I think this sounds better for my microphone than it sounded in a long time, and I think they ought to put one of these over with you, and then we would have total, you know, continuity. That's what I think. Yeah, now Charlie Broyhill is now trying to get Dan Rison on the phone.
Wouldn't you think he'd be in the engineer's room listening to this, trying to figure this out?
I think...
Oh, you got him on the phone? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Dan?
Yeah?
Dan, listen, I hate this new microphone setup that you gave us in here.
Oh, well, it's all on connectors. I can run down right now and put it back to the way it was yesterday.
Well, it's just because the microphones, I guess, are unbalanced in here now.
Are they? Okay.
Well, I mean, what do you think? You're the engineer.
When I turn Mike's microphone up to where he could be heard, it makes the room sound rather hollow.
Ah, okay.
And I don't want to, you know, I never talk about the microphones, but I've never, ever been happy about my microphone situation since we came to this radio station.
I could give a frig. I just want it to work.
Well, I just think that it just, you know how many times I have problems with the telephones? And I don't think that's always when the microphone button is not...
I think a lot of times it is, though.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times it is that they just forget to set the button so people can hear you on the phones. Hello?
I think you sound just outstanding, Mike.
Well, are you listening to it now?
Through the telephone. Sounds great.
Through the telephone? Oh, come on, Dan.
Well, Dan,
guys, and I'll put it back to the way it was, and then we can go on.
Well, why did you change it in the first place?
Excellent question, Mike.
Well, it's because a certain midday personality thought it would sound better for him.
For G. Gordon Liddy? I thought that G. Gordon Liddy didn't even use a regular microphone, that he used one of those headphones microphones.
Ah, well, he's gone the other way, going back to a real studio mic again.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind switching them every day, then.
Okay, it's not a problem.
Okay.
I'll be right down.
All right, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. He hasn't been well.
No. He's getting better, though.
He's getting better, but, you know, I always thought he used his own... thing. And, you know, as I get more germ-phobic as I get older, I'd actually like to have my own. I'd like to have my own everything. I'd like to have my own headphones, my own seat, and my own microphone. Just the three pieces of equipment that touch my body.
Listen, I'm going to try to be professional enough to carry on with the show right now.
Very good.
Even though this sounds totally wrong in my headphones.
All right.
I hate the hollow sound. You know, I hate the hollow sound when we go in the production room and we do a commercial together.
The microphones in the production studio are terrible.
Ah, it just blows. Hello, Don on my show.
Just let him know from coming through on the radio that Mike's actually sounds better than he ever has.
It does?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from? Are you listening on AM or FM?
I'm on FM, 106.7. I'm on 66.
Really?
Uh-huh, and Mike's radio sounds better, his mic.
Mike's radio, or you mean his microphone?
His microphone sounds better than it ever has.
It does?
Yes, it does.
How would you describe that?
His voice is actually a little deeper.
Really?
It just sounds...
It's like giving somebody a placebo. It's like giving someone a sugar pill and telling them to get an aspirin.
This woman on the phone here says that I have never sounded better.
Oh, hold on. Let me turn on Dan's microphone. Hello, Dan.
Good mic.
It's a better mic than that one?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Why don't you just give me one like that, too?
Why don't you give him one like that? That's the best solution right there, because I agree. I think these microphones sound like crap.
Well, I really don't care. I just want some continuity. I just don't want the room to sound hollow.
I'll be right back with a mic like that for Dunn.
All right, great.
Okay, terrific. How long will it take you, Dan? Because we're on the air. Chief Engineer, Citizen Dan Risen.
Poor Dan. Dan comes in nicely into the office, and I'm sitting there reading the paper. He says, listen, we're giving you a new microphone. I hope you don't mind. I say, hey, whatever, Dan. He said, yeah, they're AKGs. I'm like, yeah, and he goes into this
spiel,
and I'm like, yeah, what? Great, fine.
Dan Risen, just to give you one of our greatest company lines, though. I don't know if it picked up. He said, I'll have it for you in 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Hey, lady, thank you for calling. Yeah. All right. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello there. Oh, for goodness sakes. Hello. Oh, here's Dan Risen ready to change the microphone.
All right. Dan's going to be changing your microphone right now. Now he's got a quizzical look on his face.
Do it, Dan. Make it happen, Dan.
Wondering if the wire is long enough.
Make it happen, Dan. I got a long wire.
Do it, baby.
Hey, Don, a long wire, but a short fuse.
All right, Mike, it's your dream.
I have no
microphone right now.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara. Don's microphone is now being changed. For the next, 40 seconds or so, this is my show.
There you go, Mike.
It's what I've always dreamed about.
Oh, it doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, my God.
Can't you get an extension, Dan?
Dan, can't you put a little extender in there?
Mike, take this arm off.
Oh, what a day I've had. Let me tell you about what happened. So I got up this morning. Fixed my oatmeal and raisins.
Welcome to All About Mike.
Fixed my oatmeal and raisins. I
it's not all right. Turned on. It's not.
How come it's not on?
The button's pressed.
Dan?
Dan?
As I was saying, so I fixed my usual breakfast,
Dan.
which is what I have every day. It's crazy. I have oatmeal and raisins,
Dan.
And little pieces of Canadian bacon, and it's, tiny little circles, little...
Still doesn't work.
Little medallions.
Why don't you just give me a megaphone?
And I was then it was off, of course, to my my golf practice, which I try to do as often as possible, and had a terrific time doing that.
Come on, don't give me the old microphone back.
Then it was the preschool. The preschool had their little Halloween party, and my daughter going as Tickle Me Elmo this year. She was just so adorable, and I said I didn't want her to get the kind of costume all the kids have, but she liked Tickle Me Elmo.
That doesn't work either, Dan.
And I said whatever she wants, because my inner government. Let me tell you something about that. My inner government says to me, let me tell you this. The inner government is not going to let my daughter get everything she wants, but Hi, Don. How are you? How's it going? Now what's going?
Now he's putting the old microphone back.
What happened?
I don't know. He's plugged in microphones.
Here, try this one.
Hi there. Oh, I can see why you love this. Dan, if you gave me one of these microphones, goddamn it, maybe I'd get some commercial work.
Can we get both of them?
Hi there.
This is really the best.
Hi, everybody. This is Donnie. How are you doing?
Is there, what happened to the other?
Hi there. Yes. Yeah, Godspeed, John Glenn. I can see why you love this microphone, Mike, why you're so passionate about this microphone.
I'd rather have you get one.
If I had this microphone, I might be Charlie Van Dyke today.
Isn't that a great microphone?
Oh, damn, this is a great microphone.
No, we really...
Hello, this microphone gives me some balls.
Yes, Robbie?
I just asked Dan, and it turned out to be true. These are the microphones that you had in here when you first got it for this station.
Which ones are?
The ones that you're switching to now.
Really?
Didn't they switch them because of the boom thing, right?
I don't know why they switched them.
This is the most retarded show on the radio. I swear to God, this is the most retarded show on the radio.
I mean, it's a great show. That about you, man.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Don.
How you doing?
Is that not a great mic?
I love this mic.
See what I mean?
I can see what you love about this mic.
And I think that's the way we both thought of it.
Yeah, you know what? Although, couldn't we just share this microphone for the whole show today? What do you think about that?
You mean do the show the way I've always wanted to do it?
Of course. I don't think it would be that much of a hassle just to talk and pass the microphone back and forth. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
While we've had this technical snafu at the beginning of the show today, you've handled it like a real pro, Mike.
You know, I know I go on occasionally, but can I just say, perfect job, as usual.
Thanks, buddy. And can I tell you something?
Yes.
Yellow is your color.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you
I
very
really,
much.
I dig that shirt you're wearing.
It doesn't show my pale skin so badly. Thank you.
What do you think Dan Rison's doing right now?
I think his...
Oh.
I think his...
All right, let's try to take a telephone call with only one microphone.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good. Hey, we can do that. Very good.
Hey, it's on a swivel, baby.
All right.
Okay.
You know, actually, I can control it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Hold on. Mike wants to say hi to you.
It just went over the top of my head. Hi, sir. How are you? Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can.
Very good.
Sounds good.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Godspeed, John Glenn. Hey, what do you want? You're on the air with one microphone.
Well, hey, I got to get a lung biopsy done next week.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking about calling in the show while I'm getting it done.
Hmm. Okay, hold on. Here's Mike.
Would you like a cigar?
You know what this is like? I realize that this is like talking to your relatives at Christmas, where you're like talking to grandma or something. They go, hold on. Mike wants to say something. Hold on, Mike. There you go.
Don, Dan has come back into the studio now.
And Mike, it looks to me like I've got one of the fancy mics like you have.
Well, let me tell you something. I think that's long overdue. Now they're plugging it in.
God knows that we need every technological advancement that we could get on this show.
Here, here.
Here.
All right. What, sir?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could get some support on Buzz with that when I go through that.
Yeah, sure. Call us up, and we'd love to hear your medical procedure live on the show.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on.
Wait.
Okay.
Do they think something's wrong?
Yeah, I already had a CAT scan done already.
Are they concerned about it?
Well, yeah, that's why they have to do a biopsy.
Well, let me just say good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Excuse me.
Yes, have a good day.
That's the real-life drama that fuels this show. Life and death situations.
Once again.
But it's all good.
Once again, you've crystallized it, Don.
Hold on, Mike. Dan, it still doesn't work.
What? Jesus.
Mike?
Dan just hooked up the other microphone, and he sits there like a proud father looking at it, and then I turn the button on and nothing happens.
Now
he's going to the panel. Oh, hold on. Here you go. Mike wants to say something.
Dan, is this a fixable problem in your opinion?
In time, yeah.
In time.
Do you think before 7 o'clock tonight when our show's over?
Dan's coming over to the microphone, Don.
I think so. Over.
You know what? I'll give you credit, Dan. That's the one touch we need. Over.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I just want to go on record as saying, Dan, although we give him a hard time, the best engineer we've ever worked with. Over.
And you, sir, with the lung biopsy, best of luck. Over.
Well, thank you. Over.
Okay. All right. Goodbye now. Over. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know you guys sound great on that one mic today.
Yeah, and it's no problem sharing the microphone. Over.
And is...
I agree with that, and we thank you for that observation.
Yeah.
Over, please.
We thank you for that observation. Over.
Is Mike going to finish the story about his daughter this morning? Kind of left us hanging there.
Did you finish the story about your daughter? Over.
No, I didn't. Thank you for asking. She did fine. She did fine, and she was dressed as Elmo at her preschool Halloween party. And I handed out cupcakes to everyone. Over.
Well,
a happy ending.
Yeah.
Over.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Yep. Dan, you want me to try this over?
All right. Hold on. Let me see.
Hello? Well, this is the old crappy microphone, Dan. Where's my new microphone that makes my voice sound ballsy?
The problem is I don't have any phantom power on that mic input.
You don't have any what?
Phantom power?
Phantom power.
What the hell is phantom power?
I had to go to engineering school to learn that word. It's the power that makes the microphone work. And so I can't get the new microphone working until tomorrow's show.
Until tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. So I'm right back where I started with the same hollow tinny sound. So it's nothing better.
The same sound that you had yesterday.
No, except that Mike's mic is so loud that it's picking up all the others. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can swap Mike's mic out to make all both of them the same if you want continuity.
Mike, would you sacrifice that for the good of the show? Over?
Yes, I would, Don.
Over.
I'd like to say it's been a pleasure speaking on this. Will there be a chance, seriously, when everything gets right, that we can both sound like this and we won't have that that hollow sound, which I can actually hear. I can actually hear the hollow sound when he talks because...
Over.
I think it's being picked up by this microphone. But if he has a microphone
that it would, cancel that out,
it'll
right?
It'll cancel it out, right?
The same.
So phantom power can't be achieved in today's show.
Over.
Well, as long as you guys are kind of doing a show back here,
yeah, right.
Taking the console apart might be a kind of imposition.
All right, thank you. All right. Well, just I'll wait for you to get the other microphone in here.
You want to swap that one out now?
Yes. Yes, do it now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Way to take one for the team, over.
Yeah, well, I mean, it does. It's picking up. It's every time you talk.
Told you. I got the ear for this.
And this is the first time, seriously, this is the first time I've ever felt in this studio that my microphone sounded right, sounded good. And I hope he gets you one, and we both sound like this, and it'll be great.
All right, let's go back to sharing a microphone to take a call.
All right.
You know what, Mike? We're going to have to share my microphone while Dan fixes yours.
Very good.
Okay, let's say goodbye to the great-sounding microphone.
It's been a real, real pleasure.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995.
The plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Take a mess. Come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your ass. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Pack that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. So happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting in black and white as an infinity cost-cutting measure. The Don and Mike Show. Looking at you,
watching the time. Everything that we need to do in Hollywood and everywhere we need to go, it's like you could stand on the roof of the hotel and spit on Dick Van Patten's house.
This is very convenient. Everything is very close. We are in the we're in the right part of the city. We really are. We're in Hollywood where the magic happens.
Incidentally, we spared you the time and trouble during that commercial break since we had the valet and a spray bring the car around. We are once again mobile.
We are in the vehicle.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Little Stevie Winwood.
And we are, at this moment, trying to find Dick Van Patten's house.
We have the directions. We will spare you the details. Dick wouldn't like that.
I'll tell you this, that the neighborhoods, as we get blocks and blocks farther from the hotel,
It goes from being real nice to being real crappy.
And then real nice again.
To be real nice, yeah.
It's very unusual.
As we now pass Hardee's Meats. Okay, here comes the freeway overpass.
That's right. We're
about 5 blocks beyond that.
All right, 5 blocks beyond that. Ooh, I'm getting all tingly with the thought of seeing Dick's possessions.
I am visibly aroused. This is going to be a special moment when we actually walk up to the door of Dick Van Patten's palatial estate. We certainly hope it's a palatial estate.
Now, has he ever won an Emmy Award?
I don't ever think he's been nominated for anything.
Do you think he's won? We were just discussing on the elevator ride down if, in fact, Van Patten has some kind of trophy room or something like that.
I don't think you can be in Hollywood and survive as long as he has in Hollyweird without having some kind of trophy case.
All right, now, where are we now?
Well, just keep going. We keep going straight, and we'll have a left turn coming up here in a few blocks.
All right, got it. Well,
we have to be secretive here. We can't give everyone all the details on the roads that we're taking because, hey, the whole world would go to Dick Van Patten's house.
Do you think Dick Van Patten is on, like, the celebrity maps? Because I have seen a bunch of those guys standing on the corner with the maps. Do you think that Van Patten is map-worthy?
Well, I think he deserves to be.
Okay, hold on.
He's a Hollywood icon.
I'm trying to give you some rubber.
I know it's tough.
I'm trying.
Maybe rubber, I hardly know her.
All right, there's one street. Let me just make sure that the horn is working. Hey, you know, I forgot. At some point, we're going to have to play Honk for Cash.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we always do.
La, la, la.
No, this is not it.
This is not it. I certainly hope
this isn't it.
Okay. see what I meant about how it goes from real nice neighborhood like to ghetto neighborhood?
Absolutely.
And you know what? All of this is, I think, within or right on the fringes of the 90210 zip code.
You know, I will tell you right now, I would just be very surprised if the street we turned on to get to Dick Van Patten's house had any place that said now renting.
This is the street.
This is it.
This is where we make the left.
We are now roughly 2 miles.
All right, I will give you a clue, all of you Van Patten stalkers. There is a Ralph's supermarket within 2 miles of his house, as well as a Foxy's Cleaners.
Ooh, boy, you're giving it all away.
Oh, hey, hey. Hey,
F you.
Oh, God.
I just did that for show, Mike.
I know you did. And now we're just checking out this neighborhood.
You know, a lot of these houses look like the house that Wilbur Post lived in.
I'll tell you right
you
now.
Know the guy, you know the guy that had Mr. Ed?
Yeah.
We are definitely out of that Beverly Hills section that we were in just seems like 3 minutes ago.
It's going to have to get a lot better, a lot quicker.
You know what?
Oh.
I think that you and me might live in nicer houses than Dick Van Patten.
My God. All right, now we seem to be moving out of a suburban-type area and more of a... No?
Oh, no, no.
No, we're not.
On the scale of Hollywood homes, man.
I'm just checking out to see if we got any mansions coming up here.
There's no mansions here. Everybody, it's bars on the window.
There's the number you want to look for.
Oh, well, he lives on this road?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I thought we had to turn off this road.
Yes, he does.
You know what? But him and his whole family.
Oh, my God. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Now, is this where he's lived always?
As long as we've known him.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Oh, boy.
That's where I sent his Christmas card last year.
Now, wait.
Did you really send him a Christmas card?
I did. Of course I did. Thanked him for the donkey thing.
All right. Hold on.
All right. Remember that part I said about now renting?
This is the... All right. Now, this is the 5100 block, and we're looking
for... Oh, I'm starting to see Gates, though. I'm starting to see Gates.
What's his number? What's the number I'm looking for?
Two blocks, I think.
Right there.
13920. Okay. Well...
Great.
Well, Mike, nobody knows. Oh, 138? Oh, my God. It might be one of these crap. 13. Uh-oh.
It is on the left.
It's coming up. It'll be on the left side.
He said it's on the left?
It's on the left. Oh, no. It's not going to be.
Wait,
the
is that it?
Oh, did I miss it?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me turn around. Here we go.
Hold on. Wait.
Hold on for the bat turn. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Oh, my. We're going to die. We're going to die.
This is the good one?
Here we go.
Right, now, where is it? Where is it?
Right up here on the right.
It's not this one with the...
No. Next one.
It's the next one.
Here.
Right here.
Right here?
Yeah.
That's it?
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is it. Yes, this is it.
It's not that great.
Yeah, the Chevelle.
It's not that
great.
All right,
cool. Here we go. We're pulling in now.
It's kind of a crappy house for a star, don't you think?
Yes, but don't tell him that.
He's got a gate, though. The gate's open.
Well, he's expecting us.
He expected us.
He's got a gate.
Now we're pulling in right now. Ooh, there's the Mercedes.
All right, he's got a Benz.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This is it. We are at the Van Patten Mansion.
This is now a dream come true.
All right. There we go. And there he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Van Patten waiting
coming
to greet
out
us.
Of his house right now to greet us.
Hold on. Let's get our
wires.
You
hold
together.
The microphone.
All right. I've got your microphone, Charlie. This is a historic moment for the Don and Mike Show because we are indeed...
We are finally
at Dick Van Patten's house.
We are at.
Hi, Dick. Good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm glad you made it. You came over the canyon.
Yes, we did.
Dick, it's so nice to be out here. We appreciate you having us to your home.
Yes, I appreciate you coming. I'm glad you didn't fall off a cliff. Isn't it dangerous coming over Coldwater Canyon?
We had a great driver, and it
Dick,
was really
I'm
going
to do
fun.
What the Pope does because I am so glad to be here. I am going to actually kiss the ground in your front yard.
Now, we normally...
How did you get so tan?
I've just had 2 weeks off at the beach.
And you're white.
I'm white because I'm chronically pale, Dick. That's what it is.
Oh, look at this. We're walking in Dick Van Patten's house.
There's some relatives here, though.
Oh, wonderful.
This is
very exciting.
Hi there.
Hello.
This is Nancy. She's married to my son, Nels.
Hello there, Nancy.
You lucky lady.
How are you?
Not Shauna. She's a Hawaiian tropic girl.
Oh.
And she's engaged to my son, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Nancy's an actress. She had her own series and everything. You've seen her.
Hi, Nancy.
This is Pat. This is
Pat. Hi, Pat.
How
I'm
are
Don.
You?
Hi, it's very, very nice to finally meet you. Oh, look at.
I know you.
Look at that. I got like a Hollywood kiss.
Hi,
right?
Pat. How are you? So nice to see you.
Hollywood kiss.
Well, it's that phony like kiss on the cheek thing.
We're about as non-Hollywood as you will find, I'm sure, by looking at us.
You guys are so nice to invite us into your home.
They do. They kiss you on both cheeks now.
Oh, well, give me on both cheeks then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is so Hollywood. This is
now,
we're so excited.
This is Rob Spiewak.
Hi, Pat. It's nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
And this is Charles Broyhill, but you can just pretty much ignore him.
He's not socially gifted, Pat, so
now
he'll try not to do anything. No, he is not.
We are going to make this intrusion as brief as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We simply wanted to get on record that we are in the home of Dick Van Patten.
Around too?
Yes, we were hoping that we would get the walking tour of the home.
All right, okay.
Kind of a House of the Stars type thing.
All right, okay, we'll do that.
Well, this is one of your smaller.
Now, which one are you?
Fine.
Can't. No, I'm Don.
Don Mike.
That's Mike.
We got another Van Patten. This is so exciting.
You know, I get them mixed up. Which one are you?
Jimmy Van Patten.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi. How are you?
I want to tell you something.
I'm a big fan of you guys.
We're big fans of yours, the whole Van Patten clan. We are fulfilling our dreams by finally being here. You know, we've stalked you for such a long period of time to finally succeed. It's wonderful.
What about Dick that you like?
It's everything about Dick that we like.
You know what I mean? Dick Van Patten. Eight is Enough, Love Boat, Murder, She Wrote.
I just got back from Salt Lake City yesterday.
Touched by an Angel.
I was doing that. I was there for 2 weeks, yeah.
He's old-time Hollywood. He's like TV Hollywood.
Real old-time, because next week I'm doing Hollywood Squares. They bought it back.
There you go. Congratulations on that.
And, you know, with Touched by an Angel, there's the CBS tie-in that, you know, fits into why we're out here with the CBS
That's
junket.
Right.
That's right.
Told me that, yes. And then
Robert Spiewak.
And then I'm the following week I'm doing the Donnie and Marie show. They have a new talk show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dick Van Patten as hot as today's headline.
It's incredible. You know, I thought when we were talking to Ray Romano, we were excited. But this
hot as today's headline.
Oh, no, yeah, no, that's right. With the Clinton tape.
Yesterday's news.
You're married to Nels.
Nels.
Nels has always been my favorite Van Patten. With no offense to Jimmy,
I'm a Jimmy fan myself.
Or to Vince.
That's right. I am a Jimmy fan. I've always been a big fan of Jimmy's. Jimmy's my man over here. Absolutely.
I was like the monkey in the middle. You know, the odd one out. You know.
Well, how good a tennis player are you?
I stink. I'm the odd man out. I was on the black sheep. The one with the problem.
Are you the Van Patten that tries harder?
No answer.
All right.
Where's
Jimmy is the only son that doesn't have blonde hair. The other two are real blonde.
Don't I know that about Nels?
Yeah, it's nothing a good hairstylist can't take care of, Dick. That's for sure.
Pat's giving some more light to the room. And,
would you like something to drink?
Something stiff would be nice.
Yes, what would you like? A beer or wine or...
Perhaps something a little stiffer than that.
How stiff?
No, I'm kidding. Just a glass of water would be fine.
Okay.
I'll tell you what...
And you know something? Since we're working, I think I'll have a beer.
Oh,
yes, that'd be great. Wonderful.
If you miss Dick or you miss Pat,
leave a message. That is that.
That's right. Our favorite answering machine.
That's it. We're fans. You know we're fans now.
Now, what?
Let's break.
Oh, let's break.
We have to break.
We just got here. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then let's do a break, and we'll come right back from Dick Van Patten's house.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Oh, good.
Isn't that something? I'm on to cigars now. Yeah, I'm on to a 5-year plan. I eliminated the cigarettes, then I go to cigars, then I go to pipes, then I go to chewing tobacco, then I'm on to that nicotine gum.
Good.
Yeah.
Money. I'll leave you blank checks.
Oh, no, please. I've got lots of money. I won't have any problem cashing a second party out-of-state paycheck, will I? The reason I'm saying is I've been so busy lately, I haven't been able to do my banking, and I don't think it'd be a problem. Don't worry about it.
Let me just leave you the checks.
Well, only if it's comfortable for you.
That'll be easier.
I guess, sure. Do you have a plunger here while I'm thinking of these things for the morning? You know, my plumbing is just so bad. Well, of course, yours is a good plumbing here, right? Yeah, I would imagine. Yes, don't worry about it. You know, everything will be fine. Just been bound up lately. It's driving me crazy. I've been eating a lot of cheese for some reason. I don't know what it is. I got a craving for the stuff. I think maybe that's an allergy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get enough cheese. I feel like a big mouse.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama!
They're guys, guys. Don and Mike.
Now, we're back live in Dick Van Patten's house.
Let me tell you something. The parade of Van Patten's has not ceased yet. The moments, simply in my opinion, get better and better.
Everybody has a favorite Van Patten, and Nels, you are my favorite Van Patten. Pleasure to meet you, sir. Okay.
Thank you. This is Don Nels. Quite honored. Thank you very much.
And I am...
Yeah, why am I the favorite? This is embarrassing. Why am I the favorite?
Well, what's going on? You're Don's favorite, Nels, and explain to Nels why
well, because,
is it the name itself?
Yeah, it's the name, and I guess it was when Dick was doing... 8 is Enough one time, I saw all of y'all on TV together. And Nels, the name Nels, always just, I thought, wow, that's kind of a, not goofy, but an offbeat name, right? And now that I look at your wife, you know, I mean, now I haven't sized up your other sisters-in-law, but looks to me like you kind of hit the jackpot there.
Yeah, I got lucky. She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, now where's the tennis court where your dad plays tennis with
Are we going to go down to the tennis court?
Sure.
Oh, this is exciting.
Two tennis courts.
One
hard court and one clay.
Hey, hold on a second. Check out Pat's Hollywood slippers. Look at those.
Oh, man. Leopard skin, Pat.
Very cool.
Those are like Peg Bundy ones.
I love it.
Oh, now we've got some music. We are actually walking through Dick Van Patten's kitchen area.
These are the Van Patten cats. What are their names, Dick?
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel.
He never disappoints. He doesn't disappoint.
They're brother and sister. That's why we named them Hansel and Gretel.
And now these are the Van Patten tennis courts.
This is the hard court. And then I'll take you over to the clay court after.
This is a serious tennis compound back here.
Dick, would you mind if I checked your grill to see how clean your grill is?
Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
I consider myself to be a bit of a grill master. And, Dick, do you have a power washer? That's kind of skanky.
Hasn't been used in about 35 years, actually.
However, look at this, like a water fountain like you'd see in someone's high school.
Yeah.
This is very cool.
The pool house.
All right.
This is the pool house.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Now, this is a real Hollywood room.
Oh, look at this. Is where Vince has his tennis junk.
Let's see. This is This is when Vincent beat John McEnroe. It was on. This is on the front page of the New York Times.
Happy day for you as a dad, right?
Oh yeah, it was exciting. He beat him, and he beat him when he was when McEnroe was number one.
Was good, yeah.
So that was exciting. And then here's our tennis group. Remember I told you on Sunday, it's Florence Henderson and Mel Brooks and Gene Wilder and Dom DeLuise. They come over on Sundays and play tennis.
This is so wacky.
Jimmy, when he ran the marathon, you just met Jimmy.
It seems to be a movie poster, Young Warriors here. Is this a Jimmy Van Patten movie poster?
Right, yes. Right. That's he starred in that.
Now, you got a letter here from Joan Rivers. Can I embarrass you and read this letter?
I haven't read it in years.
What does it say? It says, Dear Dick, thank you for appearing on my show. I'm sorry for the delay. Just today received the enclosed photograph back from the corner drugstore. Unfortunately, it was the corner drugstore in Fairbanks, Alaska. I hope you'll think of this photograph as a remembrance of your appearance. Let it also serve as a small token of my appreciation. XXX, Joan. And you know why? That is a real souvenir, because how long was Joan Rivers' talk show on? Like 5 days or something like that?
That's right.
That's quite a memento there.
I'll show you around. There's some of the other pics. There's Nancy. She was on the front page of the TV Guide. Maybe you just met her.
Oh my God.
And there's Farrah Fawcett when Nels taught her how to play tennis.
Oh, look at that.
There's Farrah. This is a long time ago.
Now, I know we're in mixed company, but can I ask, did Nels ever...
No, she actually went with Vincent. Nels taught her tennis. And
Nels, you taught Farrah how to play tennis? Come on over here for a second, Nels. Since we're on the subject now, we have to ask a question. During the tutelage of Farrah, was tennis the only thing that was discussed?
Oh, I mean, she was, well, yes.
Okay, I got you.
Through that, huh?
I got you.
Hold on, we're moving along now.
Hold on, right. Mike, we're up to the Walk of Fame now.
Okay.
Dick's on the Walk of Fame.
That's when I got my star.
When did you get your star, Dick?
7 years ago.
7 years ago?
Yeah, that's exciting. And here's an interesting picture. We went out to Mel Brooks' house, and here's Dom DeLuise.
Oh, wow.
And, they're all there. Mel Brooks, Alan Alda, everybody. We were all out at the beach there. That was just last year. There's Anne Bancroft.
Oh, yeah.
Mel. And it was funny because Anne is married. She's a Gentile. She's married to a Jew.
Right.
Dom DeLuise. They're all mixed marriages. Everybody here is married to a Jewish person, including my sons. Isn't that amazing?
That is wonderful. Yeah. And then I think that's a detail that might have been overlooked.
Oh, okay. Rob Reiner is married to a Gentile, and it's all mixed marriage.
You're telling me Rob Reiner's a Jew?
joke. That's a joke. All right, that's a little humor there.
Explain.
Fawcett on Jimmy's back.
Now hold on a second, Jimmy. Get over here, Jimmy. Come here for a second.
It appears that
let's find out. Let's get to the bottom of this Farrah thing. All right.
It appears that all of the Van Patten boys have either ridden Farrah or have served balls to Farrah. Would you please explain your relationship with Farrah?
I was just playing tennis one day and she jumped on my back.
That's all you want to say on the matter?
I couldn't understand it.
Obviously, it means something. Your dad has it framed, and it's in his wall of fame over here.
That's true. It is a little...
So you never, like, late at night when the ladies go to sleep, you never just sit around all the Van Patten boys and swap Farrah stories?
No!
Fine, I'm just curious. I just want to find out.
What about...
This is Nancy's best friend. She's very hot.
Oh, Yasmin Bleach. Oh,
watch out.
Sorry. I'm knocking everything over. To my L.A. family, thanks for adopting me. All my love, Yasmin. Has she been in this house?
Oh, she's here almost every day.
Every day?
Could you?
Where the hell is it?
Could you guys at some point just point out a chair that she sat in? I'm a big Yasmin fan. And what about you with
Burt Reynolds? Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, and he's always nice. You know how I met Burt Reynolds?
How did you meet him?
It's interesting. There was this show. I'll make it as quick as I can. There's a show called War of the Stars, and it was about 5-10 years ago. And each week they put on a celebrity against a pro. They had Jack Lemmon play golf against Arnold Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
They had Gabe Kaplan bowl against Richard Webber, Dick Webber.
No, I would have liked to bet on that one.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Each week they had a different celebrity go against a professional in a sport.
Right.
So they had me ride a race against Chris McCarron, the jockey, you know?
You actually got up on a horse?
Yeah, I did a whole race at Hollywood Park.
Oh, my God.
And I got a fan letter from Burt Reynolds. He said, I was watching TV and I just can't get over what you did. He said, I'd love to meet you. And that's how we met. We went out to his house. He went to Dom DeLuise's house because that's his friend. And we met him out there. But he was really...
Do we have a picture of the race?
Now this...
one of my horses.
This picture of Burt Reynolds, it's before he went crazy, right?
Yeah, this was about 8 years ago.
About 8 years ago.
Because you all remember when he was on TV, when he had that purple suit on, when he was saying, you know, Lonnie's a bad mother.
Yeah, the Joker suit. We right. call it the Joker era. It didn't work.
So this would be, is this your trophy room, Deb?
Not really. Well, some of them are in here, yeah.
I see a picture of you with John McEnroe presenting him some kind of trophy. Yeah, now, was that before or after Vincent?
What is it? The Heisman Award, right? Or some big award.
It's some kind of award.
Were you reminding him? Were you reminding him at that time that your son beat him?
No, I don't talk about it.
You don't talk about that to him? Kind of a hothead, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, you
this
be
would
careful.
Be, if you had a guy like Cato Kaelin, this would be where Cato would live, right?
Right, exactly. Just, oh, I'll take Hold you on. Next door, the bedroom.
Well, Pat, next door is the...
Let's go to the bedroom, Mike.
This is where we've invited Cato to stay.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go. Let's
go through the bathroom?
Oh, I love going through the Van Patten's bathroom.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh, hold on, Mike.
Oh, let me tell you, with all those suns, I can imagine the activity that's going on in here.
Sauna. This is a beautiful sauna. We've got some reading material
in here.
Would
everyone like to come in? Dick, do you want to come into this, Pat? Dick, do you want to come into the sauna?
Oh, this is a beautiful sauna.
This is going to sound wonderful.
Fabulous, right?
Mm. We're going to get a good audio effect here. We are now in the Van Patten sauna.
This smells very Van Patten-y.
This is really... has this been recently renovated? Or what? I mean, it seems... How long have you had it?
No, we've had it about 15 years.
Mike, this looks like Abe Lincoln's cabin. What do you mean this looks recently renovated?
Meticulous maintenance is what it is right here. Oh, I could just spend hours in here.
All right,
has
hold
Dom
on.
DeLuise ever been in that sauna?
Still in there? Right now. Hold on a second. Let me just give a real quick run through.
Dom's going through your drawers.
If you don't mind.
hey. All right. Don't steal anything yet. All right, come on.
Is this a diaphragm? Or?
I don't know what that is.
What is it, Rob?
A sink stump.
It's a sink stopper. Right. Okay. Dom right. thought he found a diaphragm for a moment there, but
right,
it wasn't. All right.
Now we're making our way into, the bedroom. Wow. And look at all the pictures. Again, so many pictures.
The boys have made this their office for writing and producing their movies. That was the movie they did called The Break, and it's so
good. Oh, I saw that on HBO.
Did you see it? What did you think?
I liked it. I don't know which one of you guys... Hold on.
Farrah Fawcett.
That's not Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah's on the line. It is, really.
Will you put... Would you put her on the speaker for a minute? Put her on the speaker. Oh, my God. This would be a real...
Hang it up.
Hey.
Farrah, we're on TV right now.
No, you're on the radio.
I mean the radio.
What?
Is this really Farrah Fawcett?
Hi, is Vincent there?
Is Vincent around, Pat?
He might be next door.
He's next door, Farrah.
You want to call next door?
Call next door.
Hey.
Okay. Pat, is that you?
Well, come on over.
Hey, Farrah, will you say hi, Don and Mike?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, boy.
This is terrific. Is this really Farrah?
We just had Kate Jackson on our show just last Friday, and she said nothing but nice things about you.
Never talk about her.
Oh, no, I mean that. She was very nice when we asked her about you.
They're all friends.
They're all, yeah, she said so. That's exactly what she said. It's great to have you on the show, even if it is on speakerphone, Farrah.
Call Vinny next door.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Now let me ask you something, you Van Patten show-off family. Did you have Farrah Fawcett call on purpose because you knew we were going to be here?
No, absolutely.
It's just
not.
A constant conduit of celebrities, isn't it? It's just not the phone ringing, people dropping by. It's just 24 hours a day.
That's what you're...
Everybody calls.
Now I'll take you next door to Vincent's house.
Okay.
Wait, Pat
hold
wants
on.
Something.
Pat wants
yes,
to
Pat.
Show something. Yes, Pat?
We're talking up about the movie.
Right. The movie The Break. Right. The Break. Now, I saw that on HBO.
And I thought it was great. Didn't you?
Yes, of course. Listen, anything that has the Van Patten name on is good. But yes, I loved it. I really did. I really did watch it.
To watch it.
Yes.
And it's wonderful.
They wrote it?
Yeah. They wrote it and starred in it. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy wrote it with Vincent. Jimmy and Vincent wrote it.
You know, I only wish my parents were one-tenth as proud of me as you are of your sons.
Oh, Jimmy used to, he was engaged to Nicolette Sheridan for 3 years.
Oh, my God, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
She was pretty. There's the picture.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Here's a bulletin, Dick. She still is. All right, let's go crash Vincent's house.
All right.
Oh, hold on. Here's personal receipts.
Personal receipts.
All right. Hold on a second. Hold on. Come on, guys.
All right, here we go. We're making our way out by the tennis court.
And, you know, without divulging any secrets, this is like what we pictured a Hollywood house would be like, Dick.
Yeah.
What happened? What did you knock over,
hold
Rob?
On. He's got, like, a private garden back here, and he's got the two tennis courts. And now we're going right next door to Vincent's house.
Now, this is, I mean, when we say next door, we mean next door.
Mike, this is like the place at the beach with me and my mother-in-law.
This is a family compound.
You know, now, listen, ooh, what does it say when the son has a nicer house than the father?
I know. He made a lot of money playing tennis, you know. So that's he bought it when he was doing that.
And he's got this is the clay court,
the great
right
clay
here
court he's got. Oh, yeah.
The only clay court in L.A., really.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Man, look at this place.
We might not be home. Well, even better, we can just rifle through his junk then.
You know what I like? Is we're following Dick, but so is the entire Van Patten clan. Right back. Say hi, Van Patten.
Hi.
All right.
And now we're actually up. The front door is open.
All right. Dick didn't
but there's
knock.
There's nobody here. Hello?
Come down. I know you. Come on down. For a second.
What? He's getting a massage.
Okay, we'll come up.
Right, we're coming up.
All right, Vincent said he's getting a massage. We're going
Vince
up the
Van
stairs
Patten
now.
Is getting a massage.
This is very exciting.
And we're all going to come up and see him.
Don't mind us. We're coming up now.
Now, listen.
Hey, wait just 1 second.
I hope it's a real massage.
Yeah,
Dick.
I know.
If you know what I mean.
Just 1 second.
Hi.
Hi,
how
Vince.
Hi,
listen.
Hi, we're Don and
hi,
Mike.
Hi, I'm Don. Nice to
nice
meet
to
you.
See you.
Hi, Vince.
How you doing? Good to see you.
This is,
hi, Vince.
My
I'm Mike. Nice to see you. How are you? It's a pleasure.
Good to see you guys.
And you really are getting a massage.
I was trying, yes.
This is really terrific.
And, hi, what's your name?
Mariko.
Are you aware that he kicked John McEnroe's ass?
I was not aware of that.
Yes, he did. He's the man.
You should know that, Mariko.
Mariko is giving you how is Mariko? Is she a good masseuse?
She actually, I think she's great. She's a great massage.
Right. I'd like to paint a picture. We have to stop it. We are in Vincent's
bedroom.
Bedroom. There is a massage table here, and now so is the entire family. Vince, are these kinds of intrusions into your privacy routine?
No.
It's like in a whole other world. Here.
Oh, this is amazing.
You know. This is too much. Your dad...
Overwhelming.
Sensory overload.
Your dad is such a nice guy to let us into his house, much less yours. And Vincent, thank goodness you were really getting a massage. Oh, Farrah...
That's Farrah.
Farrah called for you. Hold on. I'll get that for you. Let me just... hello?
Don, Vince.
Hello? No, this is not Nels. Who's this, please? Ricky...
Oh,
hold on. Who are you, Ricky? Is this Ricky?
Ricardo.
Rick? It's not a celebrity?
No.
All right. Then I just hung up on it. Yeah, I hung up the phone, right? If it's not a celebrity.
We simply don't have time. It's only a four-hour show. Okay?
Right. Well, listen, Vince, get back to your massage, man.
Enjoy your massage.
Sorry.
And when you're done with the massage, come over. Farrah's dropping by later.
That's Ricky again.
That's Ricky.
Tell that Ricky, for goodness sakes, you're having a massage.
Oh, lovely pictures on the wall here.
Hey, you know, Vince has got the picture thing happening, too.
Man, oh, man.
Boy,
what a house.
Boy.
Beautiful.
Man.
This is very exciting.
Well, I'm ready to be adopted by the Van Pattens.
I think we're gonna set up shop here, and we're gonna live here forever. It's exciting.
Okay, well let's not get into his stuff. Oh, what kind of a dog is that? He's got a nice dog.
Looks like a yellow lab.
Retriever.
It's a retriever, golden retriever.
It's just shaved.
Shaved for the warm weather.
Shave. All right. Well, enough intruding on Vincent's privacy.
We have walked from the Dick Van Patten house right over, straight across the clay tennis court to the Vince Van Patten house. Did you ever
no.
in your wildest
no.
dreams
no.
imagine it would be this good?
No, and that he'd be up there getting a massage.
Worth coming over the mountain, wasn't it?
Oh, are you kidding?
Absolutely. This is just a...
This is a trip. This is more than we ever dreamed it would be.
Well, everywhere I go, all over the country, people tell me, Don and Mike talked about you again today.
You do?
Yeah, and this, you always say nice things. I appreciate it.
Always. We love you, Dick.
This is what we dig. This to us is what Hollywood is all about.
You wouldn't come over the mountain to see us.
Well, a lot of people aren't as desperate as we are, Pat. You know, we met a lot of nice people at CBS today, but not as many nice people, and yesterday, not as many nice people as you guys. I tell you this, Ray Romano sure didn't invite us over to his house now, did he?
No, you didn't see him jumping to have us come over, huh? And I bet he doesn't even have a tennis court, Dick.
But his show is a big hit.
Yes, it is, a very
big
hit.
You know what, he doesn't have all these studly sons.
No siree.
And listen, about that, Dick, have they provided you with an ample stable of grandchildren?
I have two grandsons, 2 and 5. They're very cute, but they're not here now.
Next door, but they'll be back soon.
Ah.
They are cute. Come on, I'll show you the exercise place.
All right, let's go to the exercise place.
Which I think might, give us some insight into the Van Patten genetics.
Yes, you know, there's something. Look at Dick. Dick himself is a man of average build.
Right.
He certainly is not fat for a man who's over the age of 50, but...
He's in good shape.
How did he get such studly sons?
Tennis players, movie stars.
My wife was a June Taylor dancer on the Jackie Gleason show.
So are you attributing the athleticism to your wife?
Well, yeah, I think so. And a combination. My father was athletic. My mother was a physical training teacher.
All right. We're now going back by the weight room.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Look at this.
Now, Dick, do you ever use this stuff?
I don't. No, the kids do, but I never do. I don't do. I just play tennis and swim.
Look at these old-time, like, Jack LaLanne barbells and stuff.
All outside and in open air. Now, the inside looks like a modern athletic facility. Outside, however, there it looks kind of like the San Quentin prison yard out here
now,
a little bit.
Now, what is this?
Oh, my...
Glam man that I sell on television.
Hold on. This is the weirdest coincidence of weird.
All right, everybody.
No. This is weirder than Farrah Fawcett calling.
Nels, you got to listen to this. This is very, very important. Jimmy, I want you to hear this, too.
I had my 40th birthday.
I want you guys to hear this.
Two days ago.
Truth, I swear to God.
For my 40th birthday, Mike O'Mara bought me this, the Slam Man.
She's the Slam Man girl.
She's the one that's advertised.
Do you like it?
Ask him if he likes it. Ask him if he enjoys the gift that I looked long and hard to find for him and that I brought up to the office with Rob.
You don't like
I returned it.
He returned it.
Okay, why? Tell me why.
Because he didn't even take it out of the box. He didn't even look at it. He formed a complete and total judgment, as he's often wont to do, before even taking it out of the box after I selected this gift for him.
I wanted like a box of cigars or something. I'm not into violence.
Is it working? Or is it busted?
We actually never had it turned on.
You never had it turned on.
Let's just make it clear to the audience that you did never try the product, right?
No, and if you could turn it on now, I would give it a try.
Now, are the electronics working
to
on?
To see exactly what I...
No.
You need gloves to work out on a problem.
See, that's the thing. And it lights up, and then you hit it like that, and you do that.
It does hurt a little bit.
Well, Don, I'd like to know what you're thinking right now. The Van Patten family has the Slam Man right here in their workout facility. How are you feeling, Mr. Take the Gift Back, huh? Pretty good gift that I selected for you that you returned to the sharper image.
Well, now, I am not questioning my move to bring it back.
Let
me just say that with no offense to the Van Patten family.
No offense to Nancy and her product and all that, but I got to be honest with you. We don't really use the Slam Man for punching. We use it as a scarecrow here. We dress it up. We put clothes on it.
No, I saw that. It had a shirt and a hat on it.
Right. We put a shirt and a hat on, and it actually scares people away. They're trying to sneak into the back.
That is a scary. But, you know, what's nice now is that you get to look at the Slam Man out of the box, and you're able to formulate. And unfortunately, the electronics aren't working.
And so still, I can't figure how you saw it.
And when you get lonely, look at how he's very, very good company.
You saw this in the store and you thought of me.
What were
you doing?
I thought it would be, first of all, I didn't know it had the As Seen on TV thing on the box, and I thought it would be a good workout for you, and I stand by my decision.
I stand by it.
Infomercial.
I haven't seen it.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
It's 45-minute infomercial.
If we had only known that there was that connection, he would not have taken it back.
I would not have.
That's right. I probably could have gotten a deal.
Sure, just call Dick. Yeah, Mike paid list for this. Mike paid like
$2.99 plus tax.
Yeah,
Mike. Another one for you.
All right, that's great. Well, you know something? Don't bother sending it to him. Send it to me. All right.
All right, listen, Van Patten's. I think that we've just about worn out our welcome here.
Oh, this has been what a great walking tour.
We've seen your entire house I was able to go through the bathroom, was able to check out your walk of fame.
I'd like to clear up the fact that what you picked out of the drawer, that was a sink stopper and not a diaphragm.
The only thing that I would like to do is just hit a tennis ball with Dick Van Patten. I know you have on hard shoes.
Want to play a little tennis here?
To hit with the nails?
No, I'd rather play with you. Right,
okay. Are we going to play a little tennis here?
So if you wouldn't mind, perhaps... I don't know if you want to play or not, Mike, but
I'd love to play.
I would just like to hit a couple of balls.
Do we have some rackets lying around here?
Maybe Rob could do some play-by-play for us.
All right, Rob.
Me and Mike, maybe, versus Dick and Nels.
That's good. I think we ought to take them on. You and I are no strangers to tennis courts.
As you can tell, we are finely tuned athletes.
Gifted natural athletic ability abounds here. This is terrific.
Should we do a break before the match of the century?
Yes, break.
Okay, a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But we're about your same age. I'm 47. I think Charlie is 50. And they've hired us to do a job here to turn this around and get the adults. And by the way, the ratings show that we really did we're doing a super job of it. But we saw this. We saw this HOV. I never liked it to begin with. And I think the whole Virginia thing is ludicrous. You can't have a radar detector. Or, you know, has no one ever fought that?
The Don and Mike Show. No, they're not retarded. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, we're back live at Dick Van Patten's house. What, Pat, what were you going to say?
I was just saying he was rushing for you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, and I don't mind. Do you have a racket I could borrow?
The racket's over there.
I'll take this racket, okay?
Okay.
And we will now turn it over to play-by-play sports analyst Robert Speedbump.
Rob, maybe you could do a little play-by-play and Pat could do the color commentary.
There you go. Excellent. Here you go.
I'd like that.
You want me to do the color?
Yes. Who gets the serve, boys?
Jimmy, you do the color. James.
Oh, they requested you, please. We are here live. You are looking live at Dick Van Patten Tennis Court. Dick Van Patten has served. It's good. The return by Don. Hi. Ooh. Point, Don Geronimo. Mike returns to Dick Van Patten. Dick Van Patten is tearing up the court.
Good
Don Geronimo.
One, Don.
Great forearm.
Whoops. They ran into each other, but that's okay.
There's not a lot of coordination between Geronimo and O'Mara.
Okay. It's Mike. Mike with a backhand. Over to Dick Van Patten with a backhand. It's a good rally going on. And Don with a terrible shot.
How do you analyze that?
It's called the Helen Keller forehand. He missed it completely.
That's right.
Okay. So the
advantage, Geronimo.
Mike and Don serving. Okay, it's... Here you go. He's serving incidentally into the wrong box, but doesn't matter. Okay, that ball was out by about 35 feet, and the rally continues.
How do you feel about Mike O'Mara's backhand?
I wouldn't teach it.
Well said. Okay. It is actually...
Incidentally,
it is actually 2-on-1 right now. Hold on, here's Geronimo.
Mike and I are both ball hogs, and we keep running into each other. We both keep saying, I got it, I got it.
Yeah, I lived over on your side of the court. I was in the far right-hand corner.
All right, just stay on your side.
Instead of yours.
It looks to be like Mike and Don learned their serve in the International House of Pancakes. It's
could
so
be.
Slow.
Could be, but that's excellent service. A return by Van Patten to Geronimo.
That's a good rally.
Taking two bounces. By
double bounce. My dad started taking two bounces about 2 months ago.
Well, that's okay. He can do that. Nice form on Van Patten. Geronimo back. Oh,
it's like a home run. It's a good rally.
Mike O'Mara nice. Showing some energy.
That's a nice shot.
That's oh!
Yes. That shot.
Advantage O'Mara.
Let me tell you something. That was one of the most difficult shots in tennis he just made.
Well played.
That high backhand volley, what you just did, was extraordinary. That was a great shot.
We're very pleased with that.
It's beautiful.
Dick Van Patten serves. That was also a good shot, Mike. Right into the net. Van Patten. Back to Geronimo. Ooh.
Nice.
A lovely lob back. Geronimo's wicked forehand. Overhand by Van Patten. Geronimo setting Van Patten up for the kill. Mike O'Mara high and out.
Some good rallies.
It's a lovely, there's a lot of energy here, and I think it speaks well to Dick Van Patten that he is going against two men and holding up rather nicely.
It's pretty steady. My dad's pretty steady, and Don and Mike are quite good, actually.
They're really rising to the occasion.
Thank you.
It's amazing. I bet you these guys played, though. They must have played as kids.
They studied under one of the Van Pattens. I forget which one it was.
Hey, it's a good game.
It could have been.
Played well.
Closing thoughts.
You played well.
I would like some oxygen.
You played.
If possible.
You played tennis.
I played
a little tennis yesterday.
It shows.
Yeah, it shows, yeah.
The high backhand volley was incredible.
I have a loft problem, which is known as a lack of effing talent.
And as you can tell, I'm not very good at tennis. There you go, Dick. Thank you.
I had mentioned, I thought it was learned at the International House of Pancakes. It was so slow.
That's nice. Now we're having our balls busted by the Van Patten boys.
Well, they have every right to do so. You know, we're on their turf, so it's fine.
That's true. Well, listen, let's leave the Van Pattens to whatever they were going to do with the rest of this wonderful day.
Let me tell you something, Dick. Jimmy, Nels, whenever you're in Washington, D.C., or the outlying areas, feel free to walk in to our homes unannounced.
Let's not be crazy about this.
You told me you were announced. Coming.
We're getting a massage, though, you know.
We didn't tell Vincent. Now, for everybody, we have plastic Don and Mike key tags.
Here we go.
We brought you a gift. There you go. And
I always wanted one of those.
And we also brought some of our very outdated publicity photos for each of you.
Oh, Don, we have to personalize them.
If you want them signed, we would be glad to.
Absolutely.
Do you have a resume attached to
that? That'll be following soon. No problem.
Now, these are not the prettiest pictures, but we hope that, in fact, you will find some wall of your home to put our faces on.
It'll be up there with Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, fantastic.
With Farrah.
And she'll be dropping by later, right?
All right, well, listen, we will get out of your hair now. Thank you to all of the Van Pattens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nels.
Thank you.
Enjoyed having you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Shauna.
Shauna, I know. And thank you.
Nancy.
Shauna
and Nancy.
And thanks to...
didn't meet Vincent's wife and two children, Betsy, but...
just out of curiosity, Dick, does she know his wife that he's getting a massage up in his bedroom?
No, he gets a massage about twice a week.
Oh, does he really?
He hurt his back when he was playing tennis professionally.
Oh, I got to try that line. All right. Okay. No,
yeah, I don't
problem.
Think my wife would go for that either.
You were going to sign these for you, absolutely.
Actually, Rob will sign them for us. Rob mimics our signatures perfectly.
Go ahead, Rob, the whole family.
And we understand that this is what you Hollywood types do, that you don't actually sign yourself. You have one of your lemmings sign. So as you can see, he's written, "Hi, Dick," and that is very close to my actual signature.
And he goes into some kind of reverse direction to do
Mike O'Mara's signature. And
there you go.
And you would... you will see that is very much like our own signatures. As Rob signs another one,
Pat.
Hi, Pat. Don Geronimo. Hi, Pat. Mike O'Mara.
All the secrets out of the bag. That's incredible.
You know what this is? This is like all those little kids looking at their Mark McGuire balls right now, wondering, did Mark McGuire really sign those balls?
I think the secret's out right now, and our secrets have been revealed. It's an American tragedy.
Well, listen, lead us through your house, and then we will be on our way if you would lead us back to the front door area.
All right, we are making our way through
this beautiful home,
the tennis compound.
Yeah, nice. And there we go, past the Cato Kalin room again, and the bedroom, right, and the bathroom that we were in. And
oh, Don, let me just take a quick diversion here for 1 second.
What are you doing?
Just come here for a second, please.
Okay. Yes.
Just one
yes.
little moment.
What are you doing?
I won't be but a second.
Oh, Mike forgot his beer.
All right,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Okay.
Okay, I want to save this as a souvenir.
Well, you are not driving, so...
No, that's right. I'm riding. What's the open container policy in the Los Angeles area? I don't know. I can
have
it
in the trunk.
Now, if we get arrested, the Van Pattens will bail us out.
You know, something tells me he probably would.
Yeah, I think he would. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I could have used you about 2 months ago, Dick. And here we go, making our way through. This is the Van Patten dining room.
Wonderful.
And, what is it, Pat, what is that smell of potpourri or whatever?
Anything cooking, Pat?
No, it's a candle. Isn't it beautiful?
Those scented candles. Reminds me of Charles Broyhill, who enjoys scented candles.
Well, you wouldn't think an insensitive dolt like this would love candles, but he does.
Well, Dick, Thank you.
Go back to Washington.
Wednesday. We leave Wednesday morning.
Oh, we'll have a great trip back, and if you want to come back over again, please do.
God bless you, Dick.
Well,
you'll regret saying that.
Thank you so much.
Very much.
We really appreciate that. Thank you.
Pat, nice meeting you and all you other guys. Thank you. And
Nels, Nancy, Shauna, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thanks.
See you guys. Thanks for letting us into your home.
Bye-bye. And Tom,
I must say, I mean, it's kind of teary, this farewell. I mean, it was too quick is what it was.
Tell Vincent we said bye-bye now.
Yes, we will.
And let's just get the sound of the door shutting here.
This is the sound of the door shutting here.
Goodbye, Van Patten.
Bye, Van Patten. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And the door, there it is.
There's the door slam. And inside the Van Pattens breathe a collective sigh of relief.
The DJs
thank
are gone.
God, those disc jockeys are gone. Oh,
what's that?
Hold on a second. Here's Pat. What, Pat?
What?
You don't want to have a little dip before you go?
No, we have a little dip. He rides in the backseat. His name is Charles Broyhill.
No, we're going to get out of your hair now, Pat. But thank you for laying out such a nice spread.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Okay, thanks
a lot. You bet.
Now, that door will open automatically.
This gate will open automatically?
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay.
Well, truly Hollywood.
Let's get in the car here.
Okay. You want to take
give me the microphone. And we'll do the whole thing live on the air from Dick Van Patten's house. Charlie Broyhill now climbing in the car. Rob, of course, lingering with the Van Pattens.
Rob, he just invited us to dinner.
Rob would stay here if he could. Rob would stay here forever.
Please.
Well, you don't know how true that is. You'll have Rob here till tomorrow morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Nels,
thank you, Van Patten.
Dick, Pat. You guys
you
are the
too.
Greatest, and vice versa. Thanks so much.
Bye, Van Patten.
Bye, bye, Van Patten.
Bye, bye.
Bye-bye. We make our way out of the Van Patten compound.
And
there it is, the door.
And the gate does open automatically.
The gate is opening up. How about those tennis courts, huh?
Hey, how about Farrah Fawcett calling?
Unbelievable.
And a slam man.
Slam man in the backyard. Vincent getting a massage. What
you know,
a day.
If we didn't have to get right over to CBS, I do believe that he kind of had his heart set on us, like maybe spending some time. Did you see that she had all of the snack foods out?
Let me tell you something, Don. I'll tell you what we did. Leave them wanting more. That is the key. Leave them wanting. It means a return visit to the Van Patten.
That's how we get back next time.
That's right. It's definitely possible.
Do you think they're all just scratching their collective heads right now?
You know what I think, really, honestly, after looking at them? I think they dug this as much as we did. They had fun doing it. And how about those Van Patten hottie women?
Hey, I maintain that there was something going on with Vincent.
Oh, I believe that. Well, she had a big bottle of lotion in her hand. Well, I'm sure it was just a normal massage.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, it was...
The wife and kids away.
Va-va-va-voomski.
Boy, the wife and kids away. Bring the masseuse over.
All right, well, our thanks to the Van Pattens. We've done it.
We did it. Yay!
We actually crashed the Van Patten house. And when we get back to the 101, which should be just one or two stoplights ahead, I will not get us lost. We will make a left-hand turn on the 101, which is the... it might be the Hollywood Freeway.
Oh, my God.
Or is it the Ventura Freeway?
It's the Ventura Freeway.
No. I'm positive. No, guess what? I'm positive that once we get past the freeway, we are less than 10 minutes away from CBS.
Fantastic.
And I bet that we'll probably get lost, so there'll probably be another break from the car. So let's just stop right here, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God. Ray, you know, most husbands like cuddling with their wives.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, nobody likes that. Nobody. The only time a guy likes cuddling is if he thinks it's going to lead to... lower cuddling.
The Don and Mike Show. They will do you well, Don and Mike.
Oh, the phones are going crazy.
They're throbbing.
Going ballistic. I got an agenda for the beginning of the show, but let's just take a call or two here. Hello.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. As I mentioned, the phone's throbbing.
Throbbing, and this is our first throbbing phone call.
Somebody's got the radio up. Yes, hello.
I want to know why.
Hey, it's our first dullard. It's our first dullard of the day. Well, you weren't quick enough.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hi, Mike.
See, other people might be discouraged by a first call like that. Not us.
No, not us, man. Not us, because we've become experts.
Hello.
Don and Mike,
yes,
you guys
sir.
Radio God.
Right on, my friend.
I'm listening to you on Geek God, KJ101. We just got you down here a couple of months ago. You guys are great.
Beautiful.
There once was a girl from Nantucket. No, there once was a boy from Nantucket.
That's right. We love that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, thank you. You didn't call to say anything?
Well, I wanted to win some money. $106, is that the deal?
Have you sent us your information?
No.
Well, that's what you have to do.
I just wanted to win the money. I don't get the money right now.
No, you don't get the money right now.
It's a resort town, Don. It's a resort town, and he's there in the middle of the winter.
No. It's a cash call. We just played the commercial that announces how it works. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike radio guys.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, buddy.
Hey. Hey, I'm calling from Las Vegas. I've been trying to fax my paper into you, and your fax machine ain't working or something.
No, it's working. Listen, I got to apologize that we went through 4 rolls of fax paper last night.
Wow. Yeah, and that machine is like all the machines around here, and it works very hard.
Mm-hmm. When some people from the show left last night, apparently the other people that work at the station,
yes, right,
didn't bother looking and seeing it. It says paper roll empty.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people were trying to fax in their information last night into this morning, and we apologize that it wasn't until someone that actually works on the show came into work today and put the paper in that it started back up again.
God. It's the CBS work ethic.
So come on, keep faxing them in, okay?
Okay, hey, did you see Roseanne's tattoo on her butt yesterday on TV? They showed her tattoo on her butt right on her television show.
Roseanne Barr?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she dropped her drawers and showed her little fairy or angel on her right cheek.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
and, of course, another use of the word teat last night, watching Late Night with Conan O'Brien, but it wasn't teat, of course.
And they said the word that we can't say. The word that apparently everybody else in broadcasting can say except us.
Yeah, they bleeped out when he said the F word, and then he told another. It went over so well, he told another story with about Marilyn Monroe when she said teats.
You know, there's such double standards. I don't know. I watched David Letterman one night last week.
Right.
And I thought he was on a real roll.
Mm-hmm.
Letterman was having a real good show.
Right.
But they beeped out when he said goddamn a couple of times.
It's weird. It's weird. I think it's very subjective for late night TV. It really is.
Yet they let the T word go.
I couldn't believe it.
And we can say goddamn, 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 until the goddamn swans come in from Capistrano, wherever they are, but we can't say the T word.
No, can't do that. Tony Curtis did, though. Tony Curtis did on Conan O'Brien.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
With his wig. Dirty Sanchez.
That's a little Debbie guy who's changed his song for 99.
Dirty Sanchez.
Hello there.
Rides again.
Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, radio guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, well, I just wanted to tell you how much I love the show. Listen down here in Mobile, Alabama.
Right on, man.
Man, and the Jennifer Love Hewitt bit, the song from yesterday. Great, man.
Hey, listen, I saw that video last night on the MTV, and I stand by everything that we said. Man, her breasts are huge.
And it's a great song, too, even though she can't dance.
If there was no music to it, I'd listen to it anyway.
Sure.
She does TV commercials, too, doesn't she? Doesn't she do a few TV commercials? What's the show she's on? Party of Five?
Party of Five.
Yeah, because I saw her on Party of Five, and then she was on a commercial.
Neutrogena.
Neutrogena, thank you, Rob, right after that.
Isn't that Neutrogena, Mike?
New Neutrogena. Special soap for special places.
Hello, Don and Mike show is scrubbing bubbles.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Good. Hey, listen, I want to know if we had any preferential treatment if we show up to your Pannonia Station show nude.
You mean our live Las Vegas style show?
Yeah.
Well, no, of course not.
Well, especially if you're a big hairy guy.
Well, a little bit of hair. Come on, but I'm not that big.
No, we have preferential treatment for women that show up naked. But guys, listen, do us a favor, wear 2 pairs of pants.
Yeah, and if you participate in our underwear fashion show, to be honest with you, if you're the goofier looking you are, the better. And the fatter you are, the better. Those are the guys that normally walk away with the prize.
Oh, yeah. But no, listen, wear 2 pairs.
I don't have much of a chance, then.
2 pairs of underpants, couple pairs of shoes, couple pairs of pants.
Black jacket.
Yeah, double layers.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Big overalls like they wear out of those construction sites in 10 below zero weather.
Don and Mike show.
ESHJ Cool Guys. I'm down here in Brazil. I hope you guys are doing good.
Now listen, this is the first. This is the first.
Not
this
bad.
Is a guy goofing on our agent.
Yeah, I like this call.
This is the first.
I like this call a lot.
The Brazil, the real is devalued today, guys. I'm down here snooping, guys.
Oh, now this is cracking me up. This is a good caller. Here's the guy who's really tracking with what we're doing.
Our agent on the phone. I hope you're enjoying your time in Brazil. You're getting
not appreciating this Egypt prostate thing, guys. I'm hard working for you guys. I'm down here. I'm about ready to take a little tour, and then I'll be flying out, guys.
Stay cool.
Hey, stay cool, guys. There's a contract happening. I'm in the works, guys.
All right, goodbye.
A listener impersonating our agent. That's fantastic.
And that's like all our agent ever says to us. Stay cool.
No matter what's going on.
Right.
Stay cool.
Yeah. Thanks for always angry. I don't know where he gets that impression.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hello.
Are you going to get that Weasel Nance back on the air? I watched that whole show last weekend, and I know that you didn't win the bet.
Oh, you talked about Jim Nance from CBS?
And he's been jacking you all year, so I want to know if he's going to be on before the Super Bowl.
No, man, he's been jacking us, and no, he's not. He's not going to be on the show.
Oh, they're not doing the game either, though.
Well, no, I already told Charlie Broyhill. Well, hold on, I can appreciate the anger. Hold on, let me get my 2 cents in here.
Right.
I already told Charlie Broyhill, Jim Nance will not be on this show ever again.
Ever again, and I will not go to the Kemper if he invites us. I will not go. I will not. I commit to you. I can't say it on the air and then not do it. I commit to you. He is dead to me, and I will not go. And even if he doesn't invite us, I still won't go.
Good for you. Yeah, that's very bold of you, because you know that the odds are like 99-1 that won't invite you to this golf tournament.
No, to be honest with you, I would think that when he comes back into town, that'll be the next time that our names come into his mind. That's the way the guy thinks. You know, he was thinking so far ahead that he's got his schedule laid out. That's the kind of brain he has. And Rudy, I can see Rudy. I can the week of the Kemper Open here in Washington. Hey, guys, how about Jim Nance? Wouldn't that be great to get him on the show?
I don't want him back on the show. Listen, the guy, he's like a bowl of Jell-O. Every time we have him on the show, he's got, like, no backbone and stuff. I've had my fill of him.
Phooey.
Yeah. I spit on him. I spit on you, Jim Nance. All right. Thank you, though, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Don, this is Sean, the truck driver yesterday from California that said I was on Goofballs and Vivarin.
Oh, this guy's high on Goofballs.
Yeah. Hey, remember a couple weeks ago you had a guy on that was trying to say that all truck drivers are faggots on the CB?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was on the wrong channel. He was up here in California. We were on a 1.7. He was saying Breaker 1.9. I was just going to mess around with that.
All right, so you want to try that?
Yeah, I get some out here.
Okay, sure.
On the truck, I'm right by the freeway. I park a little safer this time.
All right, what channel are you going to be on there, good buddy?
I'm going to be on channel 17 out here in Lodi, California. This is Sean here.
Were you downshifting or something like that? I heard some gears grinding, I think.
Yeah, I'll shut her down right here. I'm on the frontage road. I made it a little safer for my boys.
What is your handle there, Sean?
Me? Well, this is Moon Pie. They call me Moon Pie.
Moon Pie!
Hey, Moon Pie.
Yeah, it's like
a
Moon Pie sandwich.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me try it.
Let's hear a breaker.
Okay, I'll shut it down right here. Okay, break. Break 1.7, hello.
Hey, turn your radio down, Sean. Okay. Sean. Remember, Sean, he's full of caffeine.
Break 1.7, all you truckers out there are faggots. Hold on. Here, break 1.7. Can I get a radio check?
All right, listen. Hold on. Give me another one. Sean, I want you to do this one. Breaker 1.9, breaker 1.9. All you truck drivers are pole smokers.
Okay. Breaker 1.9. I'm 1.9. I'm on 1.7. Breaker 1.7. Breaker 1.7. All you truck drivers are pole smokers. Come in.
All right, let's see what happens.
What did he say?
Oh, come on, you guys can do better than that. Break 1.7, break 1.7. Let's get a radio check here.
Radio
check. Okay, I got a check. Now, you know what? I think you're a pole smoker.
Oh. I think you're a chum smoker.
I got a little comeback on that. He said I'm a chun smoker.
Oh, a what?
Well, I don't know what he's talking about.
You get into that trucker speak, and there's some concepts we might not be familiar with.
Yeah, okay, check this out. Break 1.7. All you truckers like to be smoked by other truckers. Hello.
No, he's all about right.
Some weird ad-libbing thing now.
Listen, hey, hold on. Did you hang up on him?
Yeah, I had to hang up on him.
Okay.
He didn't know how to follow our direction correctly.
I know. I was going to suggest that. Hey, break
Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Donnell.
Darnell! Listen, first off, this is not the real Darnell Valentine.
Hi, this is Darnell Valentine.
Right. I just want to say happy birthday. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
I want to say happy. Hi, this is Darnell Valentine.
I'd like to say happy birthday to Grant Napier.
I know we speak for everybody here in Sacramento. I want to say happy birthday. Grant Napier.
Hey, it's the return of the real Darnell Valentine.
Hey, Darnell, how you doing? Hey, boy, and you're live now.
I don't know, man, I'm live.
What are some of your other ones you used to say to us on tape?
Give us some of your greatest hits.
I got a good one.
And what's another one? Give us another one.
Let's see.
Hi.
This is Donnell Valentine.
Hi. This is Donnell Valentine.
Who's the lady you used to talk about? There was a lady, some famous person. That you, who was it, Rob?
I like
that.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Yeah, what did you used to say about Julia Roberts?
I like to fantasize about Julia Roberts.
I like to fantasize about Julia Roberts.
You got the guy. You know, for years we didn't have you live, and now we have you live. How are you, Darnell?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
This is a new Darnell.
I think I speak for everybody. Kind of a letdown to have him back.
You know, we live especially. We kind of liked you when you were just on tape.
Yeah, I'm going to be working on that.
You are?
Oh, okay, good.
New material?
New, brand new.
Okay. Excellent. Let me hear the one again about happy birthday.
I know I speak for everybody here in Sacramento when I say happy birthday to Grant Napier.
And now give me one more. Hi, this is Darnell Valentine. I'd like to fantasize about Julia Roberts.
Hi, this is Darnell Valentine. I like to fantasize about Julie Roberts.
Darnell Valentine.
All right, very nice. Thank you, Darnell.
All right, babies.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
babies.
See you later.
Darnell.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, my God, I didn't even think they'd put me on the phone. I was just calling because yesterday you were talking about John Elway going to Shotgun Willie's. I used to live in Colorado.
That's a strip bar in Denver, Shotgun Willie's.
I know. I've been there, actually.
You have?
Yeah. Well, I'm from Colorado, and I used to wait tables and bartend a lot. And I worked at a country club, and I waited on Dan Reeves. And he was so rude and thought he owned the place, and that's what I wanted to tell you guys. I've also waited on John Elway, and he's a great tipper.
We've become the NFL dustpan. Has anybody noticed that?
Fine with me. I love the gossip about these guys. What we heard yesterday was that John Elway was an awful tipper, and he'd go into these nudie bars and would have fans buy him drinks and stuff, and then wouldn't leave a tip.
Well, when I waited on him, it was just a restaurant. When I waited on him, he gave me a 40% tip, so I think that's awesome.
Well, that breaks the stereotype of him, not tipping.
But so. Dan Reeves, he is a nightmare.
Yeah, why is Dan Reeves a nightmare?
He was ordering I worked at a country club, and you have to be a member to belong there. And he used to order all the employees around and tell them what to do. And he was just really, really rude. And he did not tip.
He did not tip.
No.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now we get a call from a strip joint. If Dan Reeves was in a strip joint and didn't tip, things will balance out a little bit.
Still waiting for that first Falcon or that first Bronco to call the show.
That's right. We're waiting.
We keep getting all kinds of information that there are players from both teams just waiting to call in. As soon as one of those players from one of those teams calls in, that's who we will pledge our allegiance to.
Didn't Darnell Valentine play for the Falcons years ago?
He was on the practice squad, Mike.
Hi, this is Darnell Valentine, and I'm on the taxi squad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What do you think? They got you on hold.
Hello? No, you're not on hold.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Right.
Yeah, you were on hold. Now you're on the air.
Right.
Oh, please, come on. Turn your radio down. It'll just confuse you.
Okay, I'll turn it down.
Listen to the phone, not the radio.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay, I turned it down.
Very good. I still hear it.
Hello?
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the valedictorian.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Your breasts are huge.
They are.
Yeah, I know it.
I know.
What do you want?
What do you want?
You called us.
No, you called me.
Oh, come on, please.
Come on, we don't need this.
Come on. You need it.
Oh, I do need it. I need it bad. You're right about that. Oh, I need it. Come on. I need it one more time.
Showing far more patience than we would with a hairy man.
Yes.
Oh, very much.
How old are you? Hey, hold on. Let's do a side bet on how old this girl is. I bet she's not even of legal age.
I agree with you. I say she's 16.
Robbie?
Oh, please.
Robbie, you want some of this action?
Yeah, I'll say 22, because you can't get that attitude in 19.
I'll go 17, Mike.
Okay, I say 16.
Buzz?
I'll say 20. And Buzz and Robbie gets 22.
22.
Okay, now, what's not your IQ, what is your age?
28.
Yes.
28. I don't believe that.
My God.
What year were you born?
70.
That would be right.
80, mm-hmm. 90, 98.
Easy one to figure out.
Yeah, I guess so, right, yeah. Yeah, I just do it through, yeah.
I thought you were doing me, Count on your fingers.
What do you want there?
What do you want?
Oh, come on now. Now I'm sick of you. Well, I don't mind if dumb girls call the show, but if dumb girls call the show, they have to do the ice cube game or
immediately
call us from a bathtub or something.
After what do you want? Then the material has to begin, or we just don't have the patience for that.
And you start scrubbing,
right?
Start violently scrubbing your body.
Yeah, and if you're in a place like the tub and you say, "What do you want?" It's different. Then we can play for a while.
Otherwise, we're taking our ball and we're going home.
That's right.
Game over.
Keeping the ball.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, I'm wondering if you caught wind of that story about Leno apologizing to Kathy Lee. True story.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's not been confirmed.
So that Monday night episode of The Tonight Show was not a rerun?
Tuesday night. And yes, it was a new show, and he did apologize, and now we know why.
Why did he apologize? Well, tell us, Buzz, why?
The joke was that the most popular baby names last year were Michael and Caitlin, and that the least popular baby names were Hitler and Kathy Lee.
And he apologized for that?
It got back to her. It got back to him that she was upset, so he apologized to her on the telephone personally and on the air as well.
Oh, that is incredible.
It's
wow.
True.
I do not believe that.
It's true.
Oh, come on, Jay.
That's a great joke.
Jay says he went over the line with that joke.
That's the problem. Listen, that's the beginning of the demise of Jay Leno.
Right. Right.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Oh, no wonder she's looking all perky today. She's all happy. You know, it's the ultimate power play. You're playing right into her wheelhouse there.
She's laying back there in bed making GIF wear the dog collar. Look at that. Mm-hmm. That's my power.
Oh, that's an incredible GIF. It almost makes me want to take off the genital cuff.
It's not my first time at the rodeo, boys.
Don't F with me, Leno.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
I was hoping to be off the air. I was wondering if I could speak to Don about his knee, if he wanted a knee brace.
Why do you want to speak to me off the air? I don't talk to listeners off the air.
Well, just trying to inquire.
Speak to me on the air.
Speak to you on the air? Well, I keep hearing your discussions about having a donor graft for your knee transplant.
No. I don't have to have my knee operated on, as it turns out.
Would you like a knee brace, then, to help stabilize it?
I'm wearing a knee brace.
Perfect. What kind?
You want the name of it?
Called sure.
Don Joy. No pun intended.
Wow.
That's the name of the company.
That's horrible.
That's horrible. What, is it a crappy one?
No, it's not that bad. But there are better.
It's the salesman here. You sell medical supplies, don't you?
Exactly.
There you go, I knew it. That's a typical say. Oh, no, it's not that bad. And then, you know, creators and see, create curiosity. The sales manual, there you go. I read them all, buddy!
All right, goodbye, you.
Well, I'll see you at Sedonia Station, thanks.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
You know, you don't come out and say that one sucks, because then it's just too transparent. You go, oh, okay. No, that's an okay one.
It's all right.
Well, what's the best one? And can I buy it from you?
Hello.
You can't afford a good one. That one will work fine.
This one's working fine.
Hey, I'm taking a bath, guys. You interested?
No. Absolutely not.
Ew.
No,
come on.
Stop it.
Get off the phone, please.
Lifetime supply of Drano.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Yeah, it's Kevin from Sioux City.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys got on a station here yet.
Have you heard us on a station there, Kevin?
I haven't even turned the radio on since they shut you off.
All right, well, turn the radio on, buddy. You might be pleasantly surprised.
Really?
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Well, then you might not be pleasantly surprised. I give him a little hope for about 10 minutes as
That's
he
great.
Scans up and down the radio dial.
You know, we all need a little hope, and I tell you, I think he sounded a little bit down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, come on, you guys. Name game one time. We haven't played for a long time.
Now listen. How many listeners do we have to beat into a pulp?
That's right.
We'll offer you...
I want my turn.
I'm going to offer you the same deal as I offered the guy yesterday.
What's that?
You have to be willing to put out your home phone number, mm-hmm. the number you're calling us from right now, mm-hmm. on the air, if you lose.
No.
Okay, well...
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
See, if you're up to that challenge, then you can play the name game.
No, not quite. I don't want 4 million people calling.
There you go.
Out.
See?
Brilliant.
Because you know... Because you know you wouldn't win.
Well, I might not.
No, I know you wouldn't win.
Well, see now you're way too cocky. Now I might have to take you up on it.
Well, take me down a peg then. All you gotta do is
if I win, you guys put out both of your home numbers.
Oh, listen, no way. If you win,
people can talk to us every day.
If you win, you get the satisfaction of knowing that you're the guy that finally beat us at the name game. We're undefeated, my friend.
And all you have to do is put up your home phone number.
Which you already have on caller ID anyway, so if I try to lie and give you the wrong number, you'd know I was
lying. That is correct.
And we won't give the number out unless you lose, I promise.
I'm going to have to let this one go.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Adios.
See you later. That counts another victory for us, Mike.
It does. It's a sweet one, too.
That's another pelt for us.
Another pleat in your cape.
That's another notch in our belt. Hello, it's another brick in the wall.
Ah, Pink Floyd.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, my name's Nick. I'm calling from Sioux City. I was wondering if you guys are...
Well, Nick, have you turned your radio on today?
No.
Turn your radio on. You might be pleasantly surprised.
You're kidding me.
You might have a real surprise, Nick. You ought to turn it on right now.
Blew out.
Oh, it's so cruel, but we've gotten so many calls from
I just
you.
Don't have the heart to keep telling people we're not back on at Sioux City.
Well,
right.
You know what you're offering people? Something that they don't get much of in this country. Well, hope.
Hope. I want to tell you.
Yeah.
Talk about Bob Hope.
Wow, Sioux City Bob.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, name game. I'll put my name on the air. My phone number on the air.
I don't trust this guy. Don't trust this guy at all.
I don't trust either. Sorry, you're out of there. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello, this is Jamal Anderson. How are you doing, fellow?
Oh, I can't tell you how many fake Jamal Andersons we're getting. Jamal Anderson is the number one fake caller we're getting with guys saying that they're Jamal Anderson from the Atlanta Falcons.
Jamal Anderson, I meant I'm Terrell Davis.
Come on, for goodness sake. And I'm Donnell Valentine.
I'm fantasizing about Julie Roberts. Hi.
Hi, this is Donnell Valentine.
I want to say hi to Dirty Sanchez. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, Dirty Sanchez. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Okay, thank you.
Didn't have to hang up.
Who mentioned Capistrano?
I did a long time ago.
What did you say, swans instead of swallows?
Yeah.
Boy, it'd be cool, though, if they were swans, because then that'd be like a real attack.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Joe Theismann.
Come on. Are you... goofballs, knock it off.
Yeah, and there's one way to tell. If that had really been Joe Theismann, Don and I would not have gotten a word in edgewise.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Yep. Goodbye.
All right, one last call here. Hi, Don and Mike show, because then we got an agenda to get to. Hello.
Hi. Ready to play the ice game?
Oh, the ice game.
Whoa.
Beautiful. What's your name?
Michelle.
Where are you from, Michelle?
Lodi.
Lodi, California?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, that's good. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields. Oh,
and how old are you, Michelle?
28.
Sure, like that last girl was 28.
That's okay.
We'll give her a fake ID if we have to, Mike. Okay, Michelle. You got some ice cubes there?
Yeah, I'm going to the refrigerator.
Refrigerator. Hey, you hear the ice maker.
It's a lot of ice.
Yeah, baby.
I got ice.
You got ice. Are you, what are you wearing right now?
A white t-shirt.
A white t-shirt.
A white t-shirt on 28-year-old Michelle.
Anything under the white t-shirt?
A white lacy bra.
Okay, you might want to snap that off.
Okay.
Is that a front snap or a back snap?
Back, of course. Uh-huh.
Of course, back.
Well, of course. Not always. Could be a front snap.
Could be, but it's not.
What's on the t-shirt? Yosemite Sam?
Oh, it's just plain.
Tweety Bird?
Oh, Tweety Bird. Tweet, tweet.
Is it Sylvester? Who's your favorite cartoon character?
I don't know. I don't watch cartoons much.
Oh, good. Well, most 28-year-olds don't.
That's a good answer.
That was a good answer. You know, if she piped right up with the Teletubbies or something like that.
Oh, yuck.
Incidentally, the Teletubby, you know that thing where they talk about Teletubbies and the gay reference and stuff?
Yeah.
One of them. Put on a Teletubbies tape for my daughter today, right. And they were trading places wearing a tutu. Wearing the dress. And you know that thing that we play when it goes, faggot, faggot,
bite my butt.
He was... The one, it was either, I think Tinky Winky got the little dress on, mm-hmm. and the other one, I think Lala, started pedaling away on a tricycle, right. And as he was pedaling away, Tinky Winky was getting into the dress, and Lala was saying, faggot, faggot. I mean, I'm just telling you what I saw.
Man.
I don't know what's going on with that show.
And you let your kids watch that?
Well, they're my daughters, you know. I mean, you know, if I had two strapping sons, I might be a little concerned.
So this is Michelle.
Yes.
Michelle, is that cumbersome brassiere off now?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There we go.
Definitely off. And here's what I'd like you to do. Get an ice cube, please.
Okay, I got one.
Put the ice cube between your thumb and forefinger.
Yes.
Or like this, like I'm demonstrating right here.
There it is. Just like you're measuring, inchworm, inchworm, measuring the marigolds.
And as a matter of fact, this would be an excellent science experiment. Let's do a measurement before and after we apply the ice.
Excellent.
Okay.
And you know what part I want you to measure?
What?
The part where you're going. The part where you're going to put the ice.
Right.
Okay.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, how big do you think that part is? Take a look. Give me a guesstimate.
Oh, it's pretty big.
Really? How big? Eighth of an inch, quarter of an inch.
Oh, it's not like that movie the Sports Junkies were watching.
Oh. No.
About a quarter of an inch.
Quarter of an inch, you'd say. Mm-hmm. That's about that big, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's rather significant.
Okay. Now, apply the ice, please, using a circular motion clockwise. Going round and round and getting closer and closer.
Until ending up at the center of the circle.
Okay.
Of the quarter inch.
There you are.
A good spot. And now, can you tell us, is anything happening?
That's big.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's happening?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my breast is all red.
Your breast is all red. Well, what about that one area?
Oh, it's even redder.
I don't think she's doing it right.
I don't think she's doing it right either.
I don't think so either.
You know, the only reason we could give out the explicit directions that we need to.
Would you like to measure again and tell us how long is that measurement now?
Definitely an inch.
An inch? Oh, yeah. I don't think
okay.
so.
All right.
If it's an inch, I'm going to sign you up to be in a sideshow. An inch?
Man.
An inch is that big,
that's
right?
That's how big an inch is, Donnie.
So you mean it's grown four times the size that it was just a minute ago?
Get ye to a carnival.
get a picture. Send us a picture of that.
Okay, I'll do that.
You should get better TV reception now.
All right.
Well, I do.
All right, thank you.
Call us on your 30th birthday.
Oh, goodbye. She's gone. No, I don't think she really understood what the experiment was all about.
I can't imagine why that would be.
I don't think she got it.
That's a kick.
She's seen 28.
Okay, hold on a second. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon. You're up next. Good afternoon. You're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. Chisti. The
comparison... Chisti. Chisti.
Oh, Christ. Thanks,
yes.
Sorry. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans the 19th century to African Americans in this century, I think is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael Marrow, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think he's one of the greatest Americans alive, and I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great, luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on.
The Don and Mike Show. They wish that they were prettier. Don and Mike.
There is the smell of death in the air.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
And here he comes.
Time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Death himself.
Hey, how you doing there, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob ready for Texaco. Hope, thank you. This is my intro.
Your host, Bob Hope.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, you're good to be here. It's almost... This is almost as fun as when I was to train seals. Yeah.
Are you ticklish?
It's a bit ticklish. I haven't seen this much frizz since the time I was a soda jerk. Yeah.
I got to get your laugh track
ready. Good to be here, ladies and gentlemen. It's great, always great to be back in Washington, D.C. I'm a president. The president, I remember. I know your face.
Hi, Bob. It's me, Don, from the Don and Mike Show.
Weren't you in the movie? Were you in my movie, Call Me Buona? There you go. Fantastic. Yeah, call me Leslie. Don't call me. All the other boys do.
Now, that is your real name, right? Leslie Hope.
Yeah, my name was Leslie Hope when I was born in England. Yeah. Long, many moons ago. I'm very old right now, ladies and gentlemen. At my age, fixing my hair means looking in the mirror to see if anything's left. Yeah.
All right, wow.
Yeah. I heard you talking about the NFL draft. I guess they're going to have some big college players coming out. You got some real mean ones there. I understand that they drafted them all.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. There's one guy, he's certainly bigger than the other team's lineman. In fact, he's generally bigger than the other team's boss. Yeah, right there. Opposing players, they play against his experience.
Opposing players, they play
against his experience. You get to see what grass looks like from underneath. When he was 3 years old, he had his picture taken on a Briskin rug. Actually, it wasn't a rug. It was a real bear. He had a hammerlock.
I hope everybody realizes that this is the actual monologue. You know that tape we have of Bob Hope?
Yes,
this is the actual monologue.
When he tackles you, you hear bells, which is a good sign that you still have ears. Yes, sir. Right there. I understand this guy got hit by a train.
A chain. Really, Bob?
But don't worry. Amtrak's not building it for damages.
right there.
Yes, sir.
Bob?
Yeah, I see. Hi there. Weren't you in the road to Singapore?
Bob, can I ask you some questions?
Yeah,
could you break away from your big cue cards for just a moment?
Hold on just a second. I got one more left on the page.
Okay,
this
Bob.
Guy has some appetite. He went through a drive-thru the other day and ate the car in front of him.
Yeah, good stuff right there. There you go.
Yeah.
You're not looking at me, Bob.
Sure I am.
No, looking more to your left.
There you go. Okay, back to your right.
No, back to the left.
I can't see you. I'm trying like hell, but I can't see you. Ladies, it's great to be with you, Ron. I'll tell you right now, we had some good times. You remind me of Bing when we did Road to Utopia. It's a good time. All my great films. How are you and how have you been?
Now, Bob Hope, I'm great, thank you. How old are you, sir? Can I ask old you are?
I'm so old, it's incredible. I'm older than dirt. I'll tell you right now, for me, robbing the cradle is doing a guest shot of the Golden Girls. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you right now. It's fantastic. You know what we used to say in the USO with this thing in Kosovo going?
What?
We used to say, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Yeah, wow. Right there, yeah. I'll
what do
say
you,
hi to our troops. Here
what do you
go.
Think of the Kosovo situation, Bob?
The Kosovo, it's crazy. You know, the troops, I got to support the troops, but it's wild stuff. When we did the USO tours, we saw more action than Bill Clinton's intern staff.
Yeah,
right there, Bill Clinton, right there.
Yes, sir.
Kosovo. Won't be doing that. I can't fly. Doctor won't let me fly. My ears are weeping. I won't be able to fly. You know about that, don't you?
Yes, I do, Mr.
Were you in Call Me Pale Face?
I think I was.
Yeah, I thought so.
Was that really one of your movies, Call Me Pale Face?
Oh, yeah, and also here comes Son of Pale Face. That's another one. All my great films. Road to Zanzibar, The Princess and the Pirate, My Favorite Brunette. Road to Bali, Son of Paleface, Here Come the Girls. The Road to Hong Kong, The Road to Lebanon. I'll take Sweden and How to Commit a Marriage. Right there.
Right there.
Yes, sir. Bob Hope filmography. Right there. There
Bob?
You go. Yeah.
Could we get you something in a blender? A pork chop? A steak?
I'll tell you, chewing is very difficult for me. I'll tell you right now. And now that my eyelids are separating from my eyeballs, I'll tell you, it gives new meaning to the phrase, keep a lid on it. Right there. But ladies and gentlemen, I love to travel, and I can always tell when we're close to landing, because my nose is already in baggage claim. Right there. Yes, sir.
We love it when you say yes, sir. You know that?
I tell you, though, Don.
Look at me, Bob. Oh, they just missed me again.
War is different now than when I was younger. You know, with smart bombs and radar, no more horses. And muskets. Like when I was a little boy. I'll tell you right there. We used to use bow and arrows to fight the Indians when Leslie Hope was a lad. I'll tell you that right now. Now I only travel short distances, like from my hospital bed to the bathroom. Right there. Right there. Yes, sir. It's good to be with you, though. How have you been? How's that?
How's Miss Brooke Shields?
Huh?
How's Miss Brooke Shields?
Oh, Little Brooke Shields, yeah. She's a lovely girl. Lovely, lovely girl. She's just she's a sweet little thing, and I wish her the best of luck. She's a fine youngster, and I hope she does with... Huh?
How's that? Here she's getting divorced.
Hold on. She's a baby. She can't be getting divorced. She's not a... Right? What do you mean divorced? You're playing a joke on an old man.
Let me tell you, I'll get my NBC... Agents on you, you son of a bitch.
I'll tell you right now. Hey, don't you chortle. I'll tell you right now. You know who the hell I am?
You're Bob Hope.
Bob Hope.
Leslie Hope.
Damn it. I'll tell you right now. Hey, what the... Let me go back to the monologue, for Christ's sake.
Okay. All right. How old do you think Brooke Shields is?
How's that?
How old do you think Brooke Shields is?
Oh, she's a lovely lady. Lovely little girl. She's 13 or 14-year-old girl. Blue Lagoon.
She's like 30 now.
She was in that Blue Lagoon, you know?
She's like 30, man.
Well, like kitty porn, if you ask me. Well, that's a good little girl right now, I'll tell you. Oh, I got a bad bow. I got a bad bow. I'll tell you. Hey, can I read the cards?
Yeah, sure. All right. Go ahead, Bob.
And now... And now, you know, I soil myself so often. They want to turn my boxers into a landfill. Yeah. Yeah, wild, wild stuff. Where are you going now?
What's wrong, Bob?
I'm confused. I'm confused right
now.
What, do you
have Alzheimer's or something?
No, I don't. Cut that crap out. I'm as good a friend as I was 10 years ago. I'll tell you right now. But I love to travel, ladies and gentlemen. I can always tell when we're close to landing because my nose is already in the baggage claim.
You already did that joke, Bob.
No, I didn't.
You did that one like 3 minutes ago.
Did not?
Did too.
Hell no, I didn't do that joke. I've been in show business. I've been show business for 400 years. No one's going to tell me when I did it, Joe. But war is different now with smart bombs and radar.
Did I do that one already?
You did that one already, too.
All right, okay. All right, here we go. And solid food's a problem now, ladies and gentlemen. Why, just last night, Dolores made me a delicious rack of pudding.
Yes, sir. I did that one. We killed.
There we go. Yeah. Chewing's pretty hard, ladies and gentlemen. Why, just last week, I had to use a steak knife to cut my peanut butter cup. Yeah. Yeah, wow. And forget about table manners. If I want to spit up, I do it right in my plate. That wasn't a joke.
That wasn't a joke. Sorry about that.
And then there's my nipples. Have I told you about my nipples?
What about your nipples?
Yeah, I tell you, there's my nipples. Both of them are starting to fall off, ladies and gentlemen.
We heard that this week on
the
show.
That's what I call a smooth operator, huh?
Yeah, right there.
Yes, sir. There we go. And I have to have a special giant telephone, you know, because I can't hear real good, ladies and gentlemen. When I'm on the phone, I feel like I'm doing a scene from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Yeah, right there. Right there. Wild, wild stuff. And speaking of shrinking, I am. Now when I buy my checked pants, I have to get them on the boys' department. In the boys' department. Sorry. And the other day, I couldn't find my belt loops because they were hiding in my armpits, baby. Yeah, right there. There's the monologue. Okay. Where's my check?
Oh, no, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Dolores told me I was going to get a check. Do you want me to do a number?
No,
I don't sing a number?
No. I just want to interview you.
Thanks for the memory.
I don't want to hear thanks for the memory.
Hey. Hey, memories. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We've had a fantastic time. I like doing radio. It's always great to come back here, and I hope we'll be back again real soon. And please remember the AP All-American football team and support your local bartenders and waitresses. It's Bob. I love America home. Saying, Coastal Bowl.
What?
Do you have any thoughts about this year's NFL draft?
Oh, sure do. Lots of those strong ball players. What's that guy's name? Champ?
Champ Bailey.
Yeah, this guy has a philosophy that anything in the year belongs to him. 6 times last season, Goodyear had to buy him their blimp back from him. Yes, sir.
What about Tim Couch?
Tim Couch, he really defends his territory. Last season, a guy told him, you can stop covering me now and let me finish my shower. Yeah. Achilles. I'll have some more of those plays.
Achilles Smith.
Thank you, Doc. Achilles once didn't hear the whistle to end up the play. And he tackled the entire brass section of the marching band. Right there. Yeah, I saw the big guys in the draft, too. You got any more names for me?
Ricky Williams.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ricky Williams. This guy is fast.
How fast is he?
When the referee flipped a coin, he intercepted it. Right there. Yeah, I'll tell you right now. You got any kickers?
I got a kicker joke in here somewhere. Right.
Wild stuff. Right down here, I got a kicker joke for you.
Does it really matter? Let me go.
Come on. Jesus Christ.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
We're not really on the air now, right?
Yeah. Yes, we are, Bob.
Oh, no. This is the... Where's my check?
Dolores.
This is supposed to be the dress rehearsal here. I can't say.
All right, we're just...
All right, Ron.
All right,
Ron and Mike.
Okay. Here we go.
Right here. Yes, sir. Okay. You got a kicker for me?
Why don't you just say Morton Anderson? That's the only kicker I can think of.
Yeah, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, Morton Anderson. This guy gets a lot of hang time. Can I start it again?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Morton Anderson, what a kicker. All right, Morton Anderson, what a kicker. This guy gets a lot of hang time. He took one ball against SMU, and when it came down, they were playing right. Right there. Any great kicker? Yes, sir.
You have a big snot bubble coming out of your nose.
Oh, let me pick it. Yeah, make sure it's not blue. You don't want it to be your eye. Yeah, why?
Yes, time. Yes, time. And lots of offensive linemen. They're all big at birth, I'll tell you. When they were born, the stork had to train by bench pressing a Graham bus. His passport photo is a fold-out.
Yeah, right. So.
Yeah, he's a fine material. Great writer. Yes, sir. 21 years ago, he made history by being the biggest baby born ever in the city of Collegeville. And the city of Scranton. And the city of Pittsburgh. He was so big, he was born in three cities. Right there.
Right there.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff, I tell you.
Well, I'll tell you this.
What, Bob?
You need three things. You need three things to be a great offensive center.
What's that?
Strength, concentration, and not to be ticklish. There you go, right there. Great, all right. You want to do an interview? Where's my check? Yeah, right here. Yeah, I got it like yesterday. I'd like to dispel some rumors, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Bob.
There have been lots of rumors about my health not being where it should be. I'd like to say that's a bunch of crap. You're looking at me right now, and you know I'm looking right back at you.
you're looking off at the stack of cartridges.
I'm as sharp as when I worked with Crosby. I'll tell you that right now. Things are going great. Everything's fantastic. Dolores and I want to say thank you for the cards and letters and all the great things that people said about us, and I'm ready to perform just like I always was. And I could do it tomorrow, because Bob's got it. I'm Bob Young as a raccoon hope. Ready to have a... I couldn't think of the animal. Young as a gazelle. Young as a...
Bob! Old man!
Hey, okay, yeah. Yes, sir. Right there. There he is. How about that Joey Lawrence? Is he Italian or Scott Baio? I say. Okay, I'm ready to do the conductor sketch. You got my train hat?
No, we're not doing that suit. Listen, we're going to play this game, Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yeah, Low Budget Jeopardy, right there. Yeah, what's that? What the hell is that?
That's a game we're going to be playing.
I don't do that.
We ask people in the audience questions, and if they answer them, they get like $1, $2,
$3. Is it a sketch?
No, it's not a sketch.
I thought I did a monologue. We talk about my health, and we do the sketch, and then I say the football team, and then we make some jokes.
All right. Let me hear two more jokes.
You got any boxing gloves?
No, we're not doing the big Sugar Ray Leonard sketch.
Okay. How about some more football player jokes?
Okay. A couple more, Bob.
What?
A couple more.
All right. Here we go. Hey, this ball player is a triple threat. In football, he can run around you, over you, or through you. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, this guy is so fast, they put a zip code on his football jersey. And they have a change. Can I start again?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and start.
Ladies, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right there. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy is so fast, they put a zip code on his football jersey. And they have to change it every couple of minutes.
Wow, right there.
Yes, sir. This guy has won a few games by kicking the ball far and accurate. Big deal. That's how I get out of sand crops. Yeah, he's a passer. He's going to be valuable in the pros. And he knows it. He carries his right arm in his wallet. Yeah.
It's Bob.
Bob. Oh, dear. I just chewing my food. It's been so hard. I lost the tooth. I'll tell you right there. Hey, I love your show. It's a great show, Ron. And I hope you stay healthy. And thanks for having me. Good night. Thank you.
Hey, Bob, hold up.
All right.
We're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy. We'll take, I think we need two callers today. Our phone number. You okay, Bob?
Yeah, a little tremor.
1-800-636-1067.
You would have been great in Son of Paleface. I'll tell you that right there. Little Ron. Ron Cherokee.
Yes, sir.
There you go, right there. There he is, Ron.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Good night.
Okay, stay right there, Bob.
Huh?
Stay there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The next show he came to me, he said, you open at the Stratford. And I stayed there for 6 months. And when I got out of there, man, I just had a hold of the world.
I did Leading Man. I did blackface comedy. I do a Russian general. I sang in a quartet. I danced. I played saxophone. Very good. They used to chase me from town to town.
Wednesday on CBS. It's the premiere of Chicago Bob Hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need my golf clubs. Stat.
Miles, yeah, wow. Yeah, look at this. I just got a needle stick and dust came out. Wow, yeah.
The best doctor at the best hospital. He's Chicago Bob Hope.
Hey, baby, we got a code blue in here. Hey, come on. Oh, that's my toes. Yeah. Nurse, I can't get a pulse. Oh, that's my own wrist. Yeah.
Don't miss the season premiere of Chicago Bob Hope, Wednesdays on CBS.
Hello, I'm your doctor, Chicago Bob Hope. Oh, you say you like Bing Crosby? Oh, see if you get your f***ing medication.
Bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Time to polish the peanut. Time for Don and Mike.
How are you?
Hey, Bob.
Huh?
What's that? I was going to ask you.
Yeah, go ahead. Are we doing the rehearsal?
Yeah. You ever bang Lucy?
Oh, I banged them all, baby. Yeah. Every single one of them. Lucy's a great lady. I wish she was still here. She really...
What, were you crying?
Nah, I'm all right. Yeah, tear up, you know, thinking about the things. You know, it's really... It's terrible, me. You know, you're not what you used to be.
Did you do everything to Lucy?
Everything, yeah. We got her, yeah, right there. Yeah, Lucy used to come in the dressing room, you know, do the road pictures.
Yeah.
We'd bang.
You'd bang her?
Yeah, wild stuff. She's a wild girl, great kid. Doing the show. What the hell are you doing? Jesus Christ, what are you talking about? What's wrong with you?
Did you ever do Lucy?
Come on now. What? I don't wear blue. I told the first thing I said, I said, God... Damn it, I don't wear blue, and I just want you to make sure that we know those things. I got my monologues all set to go, and I'll do the past wild. Yeah, no, what the hell? You know, they take advantage, I'll tell you. Oh, I do the old stuff. I thought I was going to do that. He wanted the old jokes. He said they said, bring him in, and he'll do his old shtick. And I had the whole monologue written out here for Christ. Who are you?
I'm Don. Don and Mike
no,
Show.
You're not. Yes, I am. Goddamn it, now you know.
Yes, I am, Bob.
And I smell. When Dolores and I go into a restaurant, they prop us right next to the raw bar right there. Yeah. When I pee, I don't need a urinal. I need a dustpan. Yeah, all right. Okay, there you go. Yeah, see, all right. My idea of a hot day is a cup of warm New York steak, grilled fresh, then mixed in a blender and fed to me with a spoon. And I'll tell you something, my scabs, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right.
My scabs, they know, they met my other scabs, and they had a scab convention. Yeah, I got so many scabs. Yeah. Covering my white legs. Oh, yeah. Okay, now I read this. Is this the thing?
Yes, Bob, let's play low-budget Jet Party.
Big show.
Yes, sir.
Big show. I like doing the radio. It's fun, yeah. It makes me the old days. Right? I started out in Louisville, you know. Leslie Hope, working with SEALs. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Little Bob Hope. This is Bob, I Love a Game Hope, saying it's time for Low Budget Jeopardy. Now let's welcome a collections fella from Sacramento, California. Let's say hi to Nams. What the hell kind of name is this?
Jesus.
I can't read this one.
How do you pronounce it? How do you say it?
What the hell am I supposed to say?
It's
what
Nob.
Is it?
Nob. It's a Nob. Lady. It's Nob.
Nob. I never heard that name. Nob. Were you on the USO tour in Da Nang, 1968?
No, I missed that one.
Nob Singh, right there. There she is.
Right
there.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Nob.
Now in the studio is the second challenger, a computer software manufacturer from Wichita. Let's say hi to little old Mike Auburn right there.
Here he is.
Hello,
hi,
Mike.
There he is.
Hi, Bob.
Now. All right, and now, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. This guy knows more about games than Bill Clinton talking to Hillary. Yeah, right there.
Yes,
ladies
sir.
And gentlemen, let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo right there.
Thank you, Bob.
Yes, sir.
And hello, Mike. Hello, Nav.
Nav.
Nav, right here.
Throw me a curveball, man.
Kids, don't forget, answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom. Wearing clip-on ties, suit by Mr. Guy, call me Alex, unless we're playing the game. That is El Culo or Quizmaster, and always call him...
Yeah, wow.
Bob Hope!
Yeah, wow, Nav. What is she, a person or a compass?
Yeah.
All right, here are your categories, kids, and they are... WCW.
WCW.
Or WWF.
WWF. I don't know those letters. Jeez, come on, make it more complicated, for God's sake. 98 years old.
How old is that star?
How's a star? I'm older than most stars. Yeah, I got my own solar system with scabs.
On home video.
Yeah, video. That ruined life, didn't it, huh? Get people out of the theaters.
Guess the NFL draft order.
Yeah, I love football. Love the football game. Like to switch it on. I put it on the machine.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals. I know that. Mind your P's and Q's. Ladies and gentlemen, always make sure your children get a good education.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Ron.
So, when you bang Lucy...
Huh?
When you banged Lucy?
Ah, Lucy. I've been around the block. I know, you know, Bing used to have the big parties at his place out in Beverly Hills. We know that, but, yeah. I don't talk like
that.
Did
you do that to Lucy?
I told you, for Christ's sake, I don't wear blue. I don't wear blue. And if you're going to make me wear blue, I'm going to walk right out of here.
All right,
you don't
Mom.
Want that. I won't get my check. Back. I don't like it.
Simmer down.
I've had all this.
Oh, he's down. Rob, he's Hogan. Down. Robbie, you got to pick up his girl. Bob Hope, he's down.
He's down.
Give me up, God damn it.
Is there a bone poking through, Rob?
I think I see a hip bone.
That's my femur. That's my goddamn femur.
Upsy-daisy. Upsy-daisy.
Wow, fragile. Yeah, right there.
You can still take a fall, Mr. Hope.
Puncture wound.
Great prep ball.
Puncture wound right there.
Here you go.
You okay, Bob?
Yeah, I'll be all right. I'm a little clammy. It's hot in here, I'll tell you right now. Yeah,
well, our air conditioning broke today.
Wow. I'm just a little lightheaded. Please, somebody give me a glass of hot dog. Please, just a little bit of something. Put something, chew it up, and put it in a cup.
Nav, Nav, we do like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
Nav, I'm glad.
Nice name. Yeah, wow. All right, Nav, go ahead. This is little old Bob Hope saying, "Go win, your game."
Okay. I'd like to take. How old is that star?
All right.
How old is that star? What a surprise that is.
Bob, I'm sure you're going to have her on one of your next specials. Huh? Lil Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
17.
That was not in the form of a question.
Let's go right over to Mike Auburn from Wichita.
What is 17?
Yeah, right there. $1 for you. Mike, okay, I'm going to sharpen up now. You got $1. Go again. Yeah, right there. Go on, Mike. Right. Yes, sir.
How old is that star for two?
Noah Wiley.
What is 24?
No.
Missed the boat. You missed the boat on that one, Mike, so we're going to go to little old Nav Singh right here. Yeah.
What is 31?
31. No, Wiley. 27.
27, right there. 27. Cute kid. Yeah, good actor. All right, Mike.
How old is that star for three?
Liam Neeson.
What is 47?
47. No, are you picking a scab right now?
Yeah, Bob? I got skull. I'm getting right down to skull. I did. Yeah, picking out the sun. They told me not to go out in the sun without wearing my oversized
scabs?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You eat your scabs?
Yeah, plenty of protein in scabs.
I got a boatload of them too.
Bob scab.
My scabs could have their own NBC special.
Hey man. Now it's your chance to steal.
What is 43?
No. You're pretty close, Mike. Liam Neeson's 46.
Yeah, all right, right there. Mike, you're in control of the board. It's time to play Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Bob, we already did all that part.
Righto.
We did that part.
Yeah,
already.
All right, Dad. Steal right there. It's your chance to steal.
Mike.
Or pick another one, huh?
That's it. Pick another scab,
yes,
Bob.
Yes,
Mike.
There you go.
All right, for my next scab, I'll go with states and capitals for one.
States and capitals. States always and capitals. Anticipated yet highly dreaded.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
It is the capital of the great state of Arkansas.
What is Little Rock?
Yeah. Correct the Monday.
Home of Bill Clinton. No, where's my joke? All right, go ahead, Mike.
States and capitals for two.
It is the capital of the great state of Michigan.
What is...
You blew it. You blew it. Nabby says to steal.
What is Detroit?
Not hardly, no. It's Lansing.
Lansing, yeah, I've been there. Yeah, in the early days, we were promoting the road to Zanzibar. Yeah, right there. All right, there, Mike, it's here in control.
States and capitals for three, please.
It is not a good sketch.
Capital of Alabama.
Alabama.
What is Montgomery?
Montgomery, Alabama. Yeah.
How much does he get? I've lost my place.
Three, Bob.
$3. Mike, you're in control. You're having a fine game. We all appreciate playing good games. We're all glad you could be here today. Now, please welcome the host of Low Budget Jeopardy.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Mike, go again, please.
Let's try NFL draft order for one, please.
Okay, guess that NFL draft order.
Yeah, I like the football players. We got something for them around here.
This team has the first pick.
Yeah.
What is Cleveland?
Yes. Yeah,
some assembly may be required.
I'll give you that. Yeah. Cleveland Browns, yes.
$1 for you there, Mike. Yeah, okay.
NFL draft order for two, please.
This team has the second pick.
Who are the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yes, correct again.
Oh, yeah, $2. It's snowing from my earlobes. All right, Mike, go again, please.
NFL draft order for three, please.
This team has the third pick.
Who are the Cincinnati Bengals?
That's right.
$3.
Yes, sir.
There we go. You ran a category, Bob.
There you go. Okay, that means you're little old Mike Auburn from Wichita. You're in control of the board, and now let's play. Huh?
Mike, pick another category.
Jesus Christ.
Let's try new on video for one, please.
Hey, come on.
New on video.
That's going on.
For one.
Hey, come on.
Stars Brad Pitt.
Where's Joey Heatherton?
Oh, what is...
No, you missed that. Okay, we got, Phnom Penh over here, aren't you? Yeah, go, what's the deal here? You want to steal this, Nav?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, why, there she is, right there.
What is Meet Joe Black?
Meet Joe Black is correct.
How much money?
Ooh, I got one.
What'd she get, $1?
$1, Bob.
There we go, right there. Okay, let's say hi to Mel DeMarcos right over here. Select again there, yeah, right there.
I'll take new on home video for two.
All right, yeah.
Stars Oprah Winfrey.
What is Beloved?
Beloved, yes.
Okay, $2 for you, Sing.
Let's close out that category with new on home video for three.
Stars Jennifer Tilly.
Sorry, Nav. Now it's what's. I'm sorry. You're gonna go to the. You're going to the second round. All right.
Right there.
Mike, your chance to steal.
What is Bounce?
Now
Bride of Chucky.
Oh.
Bride of Chucky.
All right, now let's go back to Nav. You're in control, baby.
I'll yeah. Take WCW or WWF for one.
Bet you will.
So when you were with Lucy.
Yeah. Oh, please. I want my check and I want it now. I'm a powerful man in trouble. I'm a powerful man in trouble. Don't you forget about Bob. I can't see it here, but I swear to God, I'll kick your ass.
Okay, WCW or WWF.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my job.
You
want to talk about the anus? I can't do this. Where were we in the game?
Goldberg,
yeah. Yeah, little.
Nav.
Yeah? What
right.
About him?
Right, WCW or WWF?
Oh, WCW?
That was not in the form of a question.
Come on, Nav, pay attention. Come on, it's a short game. Hey,
I'm
Mike, Mike, it's your chance to steal. Here's a real tricky one for you. Yeah, wow.
What is WCW?
That's correct.
$1 for Mike, right ass.
Yes, sir.
Got his thinky cap on, just like Bing. Always thinking, always at an angle. Bastard. All right, Mike, go ahead. Yeah.
WCW or WWF for two, please.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What is WWF?
That's correct.
$2, right there. Yeah, there you go, Mike. Select again. You're doing a great job, and we're all real proud to have you. Maybe you can come back next year.
WCW or WWF for three, please.
Yeah.
Big Papa Pump.
Hey,
what is WCW?
That's also correct.
$3 right there. There he goes, Mike. You're in control and you're having a great game. We're all very excited about your progress and we hope that it's going to work out this year.
Bob, that is
Christmas time point.
That's the end of the game, Bob.
Oh, that's the end of the first round, and that means that we're going to go to the second round, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Y'all come back next year, and I can say on behalf of me and Dolores and all of our family, it's very exciting to be here at Christmas time. So thank you so much. Bless to you. Blessed to you and your family from Bob Hope.
Thank you, Bob. We're going to do a break. We will be right back.
Can't feel my lip. Hey,
Bob.
I haven't had this much fun since I did. Here comes the brunettes. Yeah. Hey, this is the rehearsal.
Yeah, just a rehearsal.
Rock, yeah, ready to go. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really excited to be here on the Ron and Mike Show because we're having such a good time. Radio is the first love for me. It goes back a long way.
Bob, let's say hello again to Nav and to Mike.
Oh, yeah, there we go. All right, you jogged my memory there. You got little old Nav Singh right over here and Mike Auburn right there. Yeah.
Yeah, guys, it's time for a final low-budget Jeff RD.
Yeah.
Where we physically force you both to bet at all, and good luck. Here's your category. Get to know Charlie.
Yeah, right there, yeah.
On this date...
Who the hell was that?
In 1977...
Is that a Bing joke? Bing
Charlie's around? Angels was the highest-rated TV show of the season.
Crappy crooner is what he was.
And here's your final low-budget Jeopardy answer.
He did Bing.
The names of the three original Angels.
Yeah?
Oh, how easy could this be?
I'll be meeting the Angels pretty soon.
The name of the three original Angels.
Yeah.
And don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
My commercial now? This is my commercial that I'm supposed to read here?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Protexico Hope. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a canceled check from the office of Bob Hope. That's right. These checks are authentic and contain a genuine Bob Hope signature, and I've been informed by the collectible people that at the time of my death, these canceled checks will triple in value. That's better than any hot internet stock, isn't it? Ah, yeah, right there. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And some of these checks have some of my blood on them.
Oh!
Good luck. Now back to final low budget Jeopardy. Alex from Geronimo, right there.
It's income now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Really?
Yeah, right there.
Your blood.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be writing checks and I'll get a paper cut.
Oh.
I get a paper cut and I bleed.
We want to talk to Nav first, right?
Nav Singh. There she is, right there. Sacramento Nav Singh. How about that name? Huh? Wow.
Nav, yeah, right? Wow. Yeah. Name of the three original Charlie's Angels.
I wasn't born then.
Ah, little I was 80 then. All right. Now we go to little old Mike Auburn. Yes, sir.
Mike, you can win if you have the correct answer.
Who were Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, and Kate Jackson?
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, she is right there, yeah. Mike Auburn, way to go. That means King of Low Budget Jeopardy champion, baby.
Thank
way to
Bob.
Go. Yeah, right.
Now, Mike, you're the big wiener, and Nav?
Nav.
He's the big loser.
Yes, but don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Here is Bob Hope to tell you about your gifts, and Mike, Bob will tell you about your money. Bob?
They didn't put them in the prizes. The prizes here weren't put on the goddamn big letters. I wanted the big letters. I told you that. I can't read without the big letters.
Do your best.
Can I say hi to someone real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm going to say hi to David, Melissa, O'Hara, and Jeff. Hi.
Hello, David, Melissa. Yeah, right there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Nav. You through?
Yeah.
All right. You want a free omelet breakfast from Denny's.
Oh,
Denny's omelets are available from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Well,
Denny's.
Rob, can I get an extra one so I can take Rob with me when he's down in Sacramento?
Yes, sir. Yeah, good eats and comfortable seats. Denny's. But wait.
There's more.
You want a Snake Eyes prize pack. Nicholas Cage and Gary Sinise starring Snake Eyes.
All right.
Order it tonight on pay-per-view and call Millions and General Cable. Copyright at 703-378-8888.
There's more.
You've won an all AOL Power Tools software.
Courtesy of this computer crap. Jesus, what the hell is great? We used to file stuff.
Courtesy of BPS software. Software, hardware. Hardware stores. Jesus Christ, I'm trying to... You bought an AOL Power Tools software, courtesy of BPS software. Log on to gopowertools.com. To learn... Hey, come on.
No.
I don't know the technology.
See,
Jesus,
let me see
like, just like cordless telephones.
Let me say, wait a minute.
Yeah, next thing you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to put me on a spaceship?
Go to powertools.com.
A goddamn spaceship? I can't read the prizes.
Go to powertools.com.
I don't understand it.
To learn how their software can make your life easier.
The net. That's all I goddamn hear about, the net.
I used to fish for the net. That's what I did.
Now, listen, what did you tell Mike about his money?
Huh?
No. Did you tell Mike about his money?
Yeah, you double your score, and you win. The money. All right? You got $59 there, Mike Auburn, from Wichita. It's a great city and a great time. Lots of great men fought in World War II from Wichita. We appreciate all their service.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Nav. Thank you, Mike. Kids, have a great weekend.
Thanks,
hold
Bob.
On.
Yeah.
Hold on now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. The Don and Mike Show.
Today's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed and clinically tested, Viramax works. Available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
My wife is on the other line. Carpool time. Hello.
Hi, my sugar bear.
Hello, darling.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm good.
Let's talk De Niro. Let's talk. Analyze this.
Talk about your lover. Go ahead.
No, first thing I want to talk about.
Is she upset that you have this relationship with Robert De Niro?
I think it's adorable. But what it tickles me is that he makes fun of other people. That, you know, that like our friend who waited all day to see Sandy.
Hold on. See, that's where I got mad at her. She's equating my love of Robert De Niro's movies,
right,
to Steve Buckhantz, who waited 9 hours to say hello to Sandra Bullock. Now, there's a big difference. I go to all Robert De Niro's movies.
So you would love to meet him. Are you going to deny that you would love to meet Bobby?
Yeah, but you wouldn't stand in line for 9 hours.
You are absolutely right, Mike. I don't stand in line for anything.
I hate lines.
You would love to meet him just so you could shake his hand and touch him. And you told me the other day, it's not just his work you love. You think he's cool.
Yeah, I think he's a cool guy.
Schoolgirl crush.
My point is about Robert De Niro and my love of Robert De Niro's work in his movies.
Oh, yeah.
That it's
cool.
You can't put me in the class of Buzz.
Uh-huh.
No offense, Buzz.
No, I understood.
Like when Buzz watches TV, though, and he talks like about Letterman, he goes, well, last night Dave said this, or I wonder what Dave was thinking when he did this.
Right. Buzz, you actually turned me on to this. I think Buzz has one of those weird relationships with Letterman. I think Buzz would like to be David Letterman. I mean,
Buzz would like to be that lady that used to break into his house all the time.
I used to. I'm over him now, but I like to think we're still good friends.
You used to talk like him with like gestures and stuff like
that. Yeah, I did. When he first showed up on television,
you still
I
do
instantly
it occasionally.
Adopted.
You're doing it right there. The way you just did your hand like that, that was a Letterman move right there.
I identified with that guy right away. And yeah, there was a weird, I guess, sort of odd I'd like to think I'm past it now.
Thing, isn't it?
Probably.
When Buzz does the news tonight, look at him with his index cards.
Yeah.
Look at him with the index card, just like, see the way he's whipping around, just like Letterman?
You're not over it yet,
no,
Buzz.
No, probably not.
But honey, there's a difference between standing in line for 9 hours to meet a celebrity. There's a difference between watching, when I talk about him, I don't talk about him. Again, please, Buzz, don't take offense.
No, a good example.
I don't talk about him and go, well, Robert said this, or Robert.
The only difference is, you think it in your head, you just know it sounds goofy if you say it.
See, no, I don't think that.
You love him. You think he's cool. It's not just his work. You like him, the man, whom you don't know.
That's the essence of celebrity. That's why people want memorabilia. That's why people want to, you know, be close to celebrities. That's why they get paid all the money. Because
he's a cool guy, man.
It's silly and it's goofy. And you think it's goofy when somebody likes you, know, would do it to you, would like not.
Well, honey, that is ridiculous. Let's be honest. No, that is freaking ridiculous.
No, not your radio show.
I'm a schlub.
A fan of your work, but they don't know you.
Well, I would say, listen, although this is a stupid argument, I would say that people know me and Mike better from listening to us on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely better than you would know, like, Robert De Niro or David Letterman.
Right. So it's even goofier that you like a man. You have no clue what he's like at all. And, or if he's cool at home. He might hang around and dress like my dad does in his underwear at home. You don't know that he's cool.
Just
know that the characters he plays in movies are cool.
It sounds like she's jealous of Robert De Niro.
If De Niro dressed like your dad, he'd be cool doing it.
Wow.
But I don't call him Bobby. I don't call him Robert.
Right.
I refer to him by his last name, De Niro.
De Niro.
You think the same goofy thoughts that Buzz thinks about you think about Robert De Niro, only you know it sounds goofy, so you just think it in your own little head. But I'm your wife, and
honey,
I know you do.
Have you ever?
It slips out.
Have you ever heard me say something like that? Have you ever? Now, please be honest. I never have.
I've never heard you call him Bobby.
Then how do you know I think it if you've never heard it?
Because you say things about his wife.
Well,
your phone is going aliens now on us. Hello?
Oh, dear.
Right.
Sometimes
hello.
God steps in.
Hello. All right, well.
All right, Boozer.
Listen, the only other thing I want to say, just stay on the line and just grunt yes or no about this. When we went to see the movie, analyze this, we went with our friends Tom and Carolyn, our neighbors. Okay? Now, there was a guy behind us, sitting behind us. You know how every time I go to the movies, I say, oh, this guy, some guy was talking or laughing or doing something. And Frida always says, I didn't hear anything. Mm-hmm. You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, there was a guy sitting directly behind us.
Right.
And this guy should have been in the test audience for this movie because this guy laughed at everything. He laughed
he
at parts.
He probably loved Robert De Niro just as much as you.
He laughed at parts of this movie. I'll ignore that. He laughed at parts of this movie that you weren't supposed to like. In the
right.
opening sequence when De Niro's doing his narration, mm-hmm. talking about the mafia families,
right.
the Gambini
right.
families, this guy was laughing. So the movie was done, and this guy was so annoying, laughing constantly during the movies. As soon as we stood up and the lights came on, first thing, Carolyn, our neighbor, said to me, she said, that guy behind us, what was his deal? And then Tom, her husband, said, I found him so annoying, constantly laughing so loudly at things that weren't funny.
So it's kind of like verification.
Yeah, and I turned to Frida and I said, uh-huh, uh-huh, did you hear him? And she says, I didn't hear a thing.
Oh, my.
But this guy was so loud.
Vindication is what it would be.
This guy was so loud. Ridiculous. And the people at the theater we went
That's just my little way of torturing you. To pretend like I don't... The things that annoy you don't annoy me.
And you know something? You have identified a torture for all spouses. I mean, that is the way. If you are not annoyed by what annoys your spouse, that is a good form of torture.
And I know. You just assume that your spouse is nuts. No, you're
worst
crazy.
Thing that Laura can say to me when we're driving along, we'll be cruising along, somebody will cut me off. I'm like, God, what is that? Man, what an idiot. Did you see that movie? And Laura will say something like, hey, come on. And I'm like, no! Stop torturing me!
And the other thing I've got to mention for this weekend is, I know I kid a lot about we got to put a big wall up around America.
Right.
But this weekend, I'm convinced we have to. Everywhere we went.
Yes.
Whether it be a store, mm-hmm. the movie theater.
Right.
Worst example, the restaurant that we went to have dinner Saturday
mm-hmm.
night. Nobody speaks our language. This is America. Speak the language. Now listen to this.
I'm going to go, boo-boo, because I'm about to go into no man's land.
All right, honey, but you'll agree, the waiter we had Saturday night didn't speak a lick of English, did he?
No, he didn't. And yep. I just want you to know before I go, I love you more than any other celebrity. I wish you could say the same.
I love you more than any celebrity.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Thank you.
I love you.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
If Robert De Niro called you and said, come away with me.
Oh, I'd leave her in a second. I'd leave her in a heartbeat. We go in this restaurant on Saturday night.
Right.
The guy comes over. He barely can get up. Would you like a drink?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's saying, yes, we'd like iced tea, water, Diet Coke. The guy just giving us blank looks. Like he didn't know. So now we're doing this. We're holding up the menu and we're saying, mm-hmm. iced tea. Iced tea.
You had to do that because he didn't understand
right.
it.
We're actually, it's like we're playing Hooked on Phonics with him. Everybody
right.
at the table is going, all four of us, iced tea. And he's going, iced tea.
Was this a nice restaurant or a mid-level restaurant?
No, it's a crappy restaurant.
Crappy restaurant.
But indicative of the service we got all weekend when we went to the movie theater. Mm. Standing in line to buy the tickets. We'd like four for analyze this. The guy just gave me a blank look.
Right.
I go, four, hold up, four.
Mm-hmm.
Analyze this.
Yeah.
Again, the guy just looking at me. Analyze it. But the worst was this guy, the waiter that we had at this, it was a Mexican restaurant, mm-hmm. although the guy was like Portuguese or something.
Okay.
Frida had a glass of water. And at one point she was making some grandiose statement and she went with her arms and boom, water goes flying
mm-hmm. right.
all over the place, right?
Happens.
So the guy comes over, we go, hey, can you help us clean this up? And he just looks and he smiles and goes, yes. Yes, and he leaves, and he never comes back again. So then the guy comes back 10 minutes later, and we said, okay, we've already cleaned it up. Can we have another glass of water? And he goes, glass of water. Yes, we go, glass of water. Beautiful. Guy, I swear to God, he comes back with more salsa. I'm not exaggerating about it. I'm not kidding. He comes back with salsa. He sits it down at the table, and we go, oh, no, no. We wanted a glass of water. And he's all proud of himself. He goes, yeah.
You're just outside.
Everywhere we went all weekend, nobody speaks the language. Build the wall. build a big wall around America.
I think what it is, it's, you know, once again, you can point to the proud 4% that choose not to work in this country. There are some English-speaking people that are choosing not to work.
That's right.
They could fill those jobs and speak better English.
I'm not advocating throwing out those that are already here. But
no,
we'll
you
got to
keep them because, you know, and when you trace our ancestry back, everybody...
Oh,
you know, you
I'm
go
tired
back,
of hearing that, Mike.
You go back far enough, we all
so
were doing the same
not
thing.
Not me. I am a purebred American
because you had the
all
luck.
The way through.
You had the good fortune to be born in this country. That's why you had the luck to be born in this country.
Oh, please.
Hello?
We got to build a wall. No more new ones coming in. We'll keep the ones that we have.
Okay. Right.
We'll get them some special ed classes to learn the freaking language.
You know, if the founding fathers had done that, we might all still be walking around in powdered wigs.
Fly them all to Wyoming.
Hello, Donna Mysho. Yeah, that's... Well, no.
Because there's nothing in Wyoming. If you send them all there, build a big wall... That's all you need to do.
I just want a wall around the top of America by Canada and around the bottom of America by Mexico.
Think about it. There is just nothing in Wyoming.
I think what you're dealing with here in the Washington area is you're dealing with such an incredible population growth that you're going to get to, you know, this is where the opportunities are for those kind of jobs, and it's not going to get
opportunity.
Better.
The guy's making $3 an hour. What are you tables?
That's it. Those are the jobs that the people that don't speak the language can get.
Glass of water, and the guy brings us salsa.
Look,
20 minutes later, and the guy looks all happy, like he's done the job.
So,
and then my wife says to me, when I said to them, I'm not tipping this guy. She's,
I think it's up to the people that run the joints to not put those people that can't speak the language in positions where they have to speak the language to do their job.
She says to me, you have to tip him something. I have to tip him. You wanted water, and he brought you salsa. He screwed up every meal order that we had.
Right.
We all got the wrong food, but because we'd been there so long, we all just said, screw it, we'll eat what we got. I said, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give him a dime, and I'm going to tell him it's a $100 bill. I won't know the difference.
Have you ever been up to our fine McDonald's here on the corner, the closest one to the station?
See. That one.
The record setter for probably the worst McDonald's in the world.
See, I've been there, Mike.
Buzz Slow. Buzz, do you remember the last time we had that appearance up in Baltimore? Buzz was in back of me.
I was in line, in line behind
Sorry
him.
About that.
In line behind him at the drive-thru window, and it seemed like he was there a half an hour, and I could see the steam coming out of Mike's ears as the wait got longer and longer.
And I was watching Buzz hurl lungers out the window.
The last thing, one more thing I said about the restaurant. I said to the guy, bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom. The guy, I swear to God, he gave me a blank look like. I said, bathroom. I have to, men's room.
You think that would be one that he'd know.
You know what I had to do? I had to get out a pencil from my wife's purse. I took a napkin.
Draw a picture of a toilet?
I drew a picture of a guy with his penis, and he took me around the corner to show me where it was.
Oh, God.
I swear.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Okay. Hey, I want to go to your Las Vegas-style show tonight.
Well, nobody's stopping you, my dear.
Well, I've
not really
never
need
been
to
there
call
before, and none of my friends would like to go because they think it's a little risque, so to speak. So I personally would like to go. But would you consider it safe for me to go by myself? Would it be a place where, say, a single young lady would... I don't know, how would I say this, enjoy herself?
No, you would be like a piece of meat thrown to a pack of hungry dogs.
See, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm just curious to know if maybe one of your listeners around the area wouldn't mind escorting me there so I wouldn't feel like I was kind of fed to the pack of wolves.
This girl's giving me a headache.
Oh, come on.
Are you as annoying to your friends as you are on the phone?
No. What the hell are you talking?
Oh, come on. What is this? You're afraid to go to one of our Las Vegas-style shows? Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, gosh. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, then you're kind of muscly. What are you worried about?
Muscly? I'm 5'2". I'm a tiny little thing.
But do you have muscles?
Oh, I can kick anyone's ass.
Yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker, she's big and strong as bull.
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking. Do you think it would be cool if I went?
Yes, that'd be absolutely cool. You'd have a great time.
Could you find me someone to go with?
No.
No.
Come on,
no.
Guys. Listen, I'm not exaggerating. There'll be 800 horny guys there tonight. Just walk in the door, and there'll be 100 guys waiting to buy you a drink.
Sure.
So are you insinuating that I'm just looking out to get laid?
No, I'm simply telling you that...
there will be, for every woman, there's roughly 100 guys at one of our shows. That is the ratio. 100 men, one woman.
Yeah, I think what Dom was saying, that if you're looking for an escort, that would be the you know, the thing to do. Go there, you'll probably find some nice people. Well, not necessarily nice people.
You'll find people.
You'll find people.
You'll find people.
Lots of people.
All right, borderline people.
Oh, all right. I might go. It's a little scary, though.
No, just go.
Just go? What would you do if I went?
Yes. I don't like begging somebody to go. That somehow cheapens our event.
Well, you know, this is it's the world according to you, isn't it? The world just revolves around you, doesn't it?
Yes, in a way, you know.
Well, listen, come or don't come, we're doing a show with or without you tonight.
Well, I might be up there. I could probably win one of your contests, I would hope.
I don't doubt you'd probably be very good at the cigar contest.
Cigar contest?
I bet, you know what, I bet this girl is uniquely qualified for the all-new Monica Cigar Challenge.
We have a winner.
You'll just have to sit and wait, wouldn't you? I might demonstrate my God-given talent.
I think we're talking to a humidor right here.
Yeah, so you don't know what the cigar contest is. You know what you think it is. But
I'm assuming. I would think
what do you think it is?
Isn't it where you would take a cigar and, can I say it on the air?
Try to make it as clean as possible.
Okay. You take you would take your cigar, depending on length, and you would insert it in a certain orifice.
All right, well, I take it back. You've got it. You got it, but you have not seen the cigars that we use for this trip.
What size do you use for these
cigars? They're marvelous cigars.
Are they enormous?
You got to come out to the show and
bigger
see
bigger the better, you know.
See, I knew that you'd be uniquely qualified.
She's driving down there right now. Who's she kidding?
She'll be there.
I am a government intern, you know.
Yeah, this girl's got the Holland Tunnel between her legs.
You know, I am a government intern.
A government intern.
I sure am. Okay. So I guess I would be especially qualified.
Okay. Well, we might see it tonight.
You might.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it that it's actually kind of nice that I wouldn't get, you know, get any roofie stuck in my drink or anything like that.
I don't think a guy needs a roofie to score with you. A roofie is one of those pills that you give a girl and she gets all lightheaded. And then
roofie?
Haven't you heard about that on college campuses? Guys are giving them to girls all the time. And
make them pass out.
And then a guy has sex with a girl when she's passed out and she doesn't remember anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why a guy would want to have sex with a woman who's passed out?
Unconscious, like dead.
Right. That's unless you were married to my first wife, I don't see why you'd want that.
A roofie.
Mm-hmm. My first wife was like that, and she never had a pill in her life.
You learn something every day on this show.
Hello. Hi, Robbie.
Remember Meredith Vieira's husband has sex with her when she's asleep.
That is correct.
Oh, that's right. The lady from The View.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hello.
That's a good thing.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hey, Donaldo y Miguel. Hello,
hey.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Hey, listen, I'm a loyal listener. Mostly I rarely call, but today I wanted to call. I'm the guy that faxed in Garofalo's wages to you. Remember that a while back?
No. Oh, Janine Garofalo. Do you know, I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
That I had a beautiful thing going with her. I was actually going to have lunch with Janine Garofalo.
That wasn't my intent for you to blow it. I mean.
And then what I did was I read the stuff that you sent me.
I know, I listened to it. I was sweating bullets.
About the amount of money that she makes for doing movies and stuff. This guy works for a payroll company and sent us payroll stuff on Janine Garofalo. We read it on the radio, and immediately my lunch with her was canceled.
I'll never do it again if you can do it in the air. I thought you were just going to look at it, you know, but that's okay. It's cool.
I mean, do you take other famous people's payrolls and distribute them for public consumption?
The other day, what's that?
I asked you, do you take other people's payrolls and distribute them for public consumption?
Oh, no, not at all. No, I'm just...
So that was an isolated case with you sending us Janine Garofalo's pay stubs?
I was talking about it, and I looked it up, and I just thought, I don't know if I'd ever do that again. I mean, I could risk my job doing that. But anyway, I'm also the same guy that called you about the frog. I was watching Channel 31 here in Sacramento. I'm also the guy that called you and prompted you about that. So I'm a very loyal fan, and this is kind of...
I mean, the frog being interviewed
by
Mark S. Allen and those guys?
Yeah, so you've got my undevoted loyalty. You know, I love you guys. I'm 50 years old. I listen mostly. I think you're very...
You know, I'm hearing 50? Speaking of what you were speaking of before, I'm hearing just a little Cheech and Chong in here.
I'm Hispanic. Yeah, I'm of Hispanic descent. I'm an American of Mexican descent. That's my correct title. I'm not a Mexican.
Well, do me a favor. When my wife asks for water, don't bring her goddamn salsa.
I was hot. And it all comes from this country not designating English as the primary language.
Good for you.
Enough.
All right, I like that.
We're educating the world's kids. We're feeding the world's hungry. Hey, enough.
Okay.
Enough.
All right.
Maybe he could take that woman to our appearance.
The guy was using this like his personal soapbox.
Got a lot to say.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
We're down here at Blackie's right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, already?
The Raven Alcoholics are down here now. We're
you got to love that. You got to love that. We don't hit the stage for another 4 hours, and already people are there.
Wow, well, you're going to get
right
a good
now,
seat.
Now, you're looking at about 50 to 60 people.
Oh,
they're
God.
Still coming in the door like crazy.
Let me point out that our show tonight at Blackie's, listen to this lineup we have for you.
It's a great lineup.
Lewis Craig Coleman will be crowd surfing. The Homo Joe Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
An all-new game, Smell Your Gal.
Yay.
Our uncensored X-rated tapes.
Right.
The Monica Giant Cigar Contest. As many three girls at once playing this game. Underwear fashion show with a cash prize of $200. Dennis Murphy's skydiving photos, possibly video. And the highlight of the evening, Lou Ehrman.
Says we want to send everyone home happy and nauseous.
Oh, yeah.
That is tonight at...
This crowd you have here now.
Blackie's. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
He only wanted to talk when you were talking, Doug.
I appreciate, though, that, you know, look at that. People are getting down there 4 hours early.
50 people already in by, and it's going to be packed. It was packed the last time. It'll be packed again tonight.
It'll be a good show tonight. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I'm a loyal listener. I've been listening to you way back at the early 90s when you guys did that great stuff with the Persian Gulf and all that stuff. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, classic.
Those who serve.
I wanted to comment about this experience you had with the waiter.
Yes.
I've been in the business for about 15 years now, and it's been my personal goal, my personal challenge, to try to teach every single moron out there that if they're going to wait on a table, they got to be able to speak the language of the people who are eating dinner.
I think that's not too much to ask.
No. I don't think so either. They got to know what the person's ordering. You ask for water, you get salsa.
Right.
You ask where the bag.
Hey, that's what happened to me. My ass for water.
You get Lewis's cup of...
And I got salsa. That's exactly what happened. That's a coincidence.
In America.
Auspicious skies.
Salute you guys.
Thank you.
You're doing an awesome job. Thank you.
I'm proud to be an American.
For purple mountains. Majesty.
I only wish salsa was popular when Elvis was around.
America.
I think he made his own.
America. Hey, man. Look at this big cup of salsa I just made.
My good.
With brotherhood.
Hey, Dr. Nick. How's this cup of salsa look to you? Get it right out to the lab.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Don and Mike?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to talk about what you were saying about that waiter that you had.
Yes.
That didn't bring you the salt, the water.
Right, yes.
I mean, you know, people from other countries are trying, you know, they're coming over here, they're trying to, you know.
Learn the language.
I know the language, you
okay,
know.
Okay, good, then no problem. Get a job in that restaurant. Bring me some water.
No, see,
I don't want salsa, please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Right now I'm thinking about a big Irish beer glass full of salsa.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
First off, I'd like to say you guys are great. You make my drive to work to seem shorter. It's an hour and a half drive every day. I drive from Delaware to Jessup, Maryland every day.
Thank you.
And it makes it so good.
Thank you
very much.
The thing about the foreigners is they call me every night and order their produce from me, and it drives me insane because they start screaming at me because I can't speak their language.
Right, and honey, they got to speak your language.
I think we've tapped into something here.
Bring me a glass of salsa. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Have you heard about TV's Lou Ferrigno's latest gig?
No, what is TV's Lou Ferrigno's latest gig?
Michael Jackson's personal trainer.
It's true. Oh, he mentioned that. Didn't he mention that when he was here?
Yeah, I think when he was here for the naked wedding, he mentioned
that. Yeah, he wants to beef up for the new millennium and get a new image, a new dress.
Don't quit.
Oh, don't quit.
That's the wrong guy. That's
Hey, Michael Jackson, this is Jake Steinfeld.
TV's body by Jake.
I'm body by Jake. I heard that you're going to get Lou Ferrigno to do your abadabas. No, man. Come on. I'll slim down that Batissimo and build you up. Just remember, Michael Jackson, don't quit.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good day.
Hey.
You know, I ate in the same restaurant, and I ordered a beer, and he brought me some donuts.
He'll be right back.
Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.